we're coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here in Canton, North Carolina at Pisgah High School, where we've got some bonus action here tonight, folks. We've got Franklin and Pisgah going at it tonight for a big conference matchup here for both the boys and the girls, guys. But earlier, we had the JV girls go into overtime. They got their first loss, but a really tough game there with Franklin. Franklin came back to win that one. And, folks, we're sitting here with 3:55 left in the fourth quarter of the boys' JV game. And I've got Jack Webb and Mark Stevenson here with me watching a 31-29 Franklin lead here in the fourth quarter. But another great game, guys.
It is a great game. Tight. Lots of action running up the court.
Been a fast-paced game, too. The amount of points on the board don't really reflect how fast-paced it's been. Not a lot of high scoring, but they have been getting after it.
Well, I tell you, Mark, I was watching. If it's any indication for the varsity games we've got tonight, watching that JV girls game earlier and then watching this game, they've let them play. It's been very physical. Not a lot of calls to slow it down. So even though it's fast-paced, not a lot of fouls called in this
right.
game.
You're right. Exactly right. And it's, you know, you come into this game with Franklin. I don't know how everybody else feels, but I know a lot of the Pisgah Nation, when you put those teams up there, you really like to beat. Franklin's usually at the top, so it brings a little intensity, a lot of emotions. Even the JV girl game, I noticed it was very emotional down here because it was a tight game. So here we are on a Friday night, and I'm sure these next two games are going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, and both teams right now are positioned well for the girls and the boys. Both teams, Franklin and Pisgah, are positioned well in the conference. So this is a very, very big game for both the boys and the girls tonight to come out and play well at home against Franklin.
We've got 3:31 to the end of the games. JV game.
Nice cut right there.
Yeah.
34-31 Franklin.
A little back cut there to the basket. Got open. Nice pass from out on the wing. Hitting for a wide open layup to get us back to three here, guys. So let's talk a little bit about let's talk a little bit about the boys, guys. The last two games have been really good wins for our boys' basketball team this year.
Yeah, North Henderson and Inca. That was a big win against Inca and North. They were ranked third or fourth in the state.
Yeah, so they're ranked third in the state in 4A, and I believe they were 52nd overall in all classifications. So a really good team. When I say that, they're 5A.
Yeah, 5A, yeah.
So third in 5A. So that was a really, really big win for us to come out and play well in that game. And we followed it up with we beat Inca the first time in a really tight game. And the other night was competitive, but we really pulled away in that second half.
Yeah, we ended up pretty wide margin toward the end. They really are playing good right now.
Yeah, I was talking to Coach Rodomer a little bit before the game during that girls' JV game. And we were talking a little bit about stats, and I'll share some other stats with you. But the one that really impressed me and told me that the mentality of this team from a team concept and a defensive concept is in all seven games this year. Right now we're sitting at 4-3, but all seven games we've held every team below their season average so far.
Nice.
So it says a lot about the team effort and the defensive play that our boys have come out with this year.
Yep.
And really fun to watch.
Very intentional. That seems to be their basis. They want to play hard, play good defense. And we always say defense wins games. Defense usually turns into your best offense, too, if you're playing really good defense. So
Ben's a defensive football coach and defensive which is his name, right?
Yeah, that's right. So folks, if you're not aware, Coach Frode Ulmer is our defensive coordinator for our football team, who had a great year this year as well. Made it to the fourth round of the playoffs and lost to Brevard before they went to the state title game this year. So really good year by that staff and that team. And they're following it up with a good basketball year. So, Jack, you were talking a little bit about the wrestling team. Tell us what you saw on Tuesday night with our wrestling team.
Well, they wrestled Owen and Robbinsville. The JV teams played on one mat, and the varsity played on another mat. And, of course, all the teams have girls now, have girls teams. But we defeated, I'm not sure the score, but I think we defeated Owen 69-14 and Robbinsville about 69-11. If you've never came to a wrestling match, you have to do it. You just need to come. Landon Pope, running back, quick as a cat on the wrestling mat. He was 1 point from the state championship in the 4A division. Now it's still the 4A division, but he's going to be the best wrestler probably in the state. So, Michael took a lot of pictures. I think she's going to put some on the Mountaineer website, Facebook, but they're an awesome team.
Yeah, and I believe that team, they brought back, a team that really competed well last year, made it deep in the playoffs. As a team, had several individuals like Landon that competed for a state title. And if I'm not mistaken, we had two or three individual state titles last year. But we bring back a lot of those kids from last year with a very deep program. So one that's really fun to watch out here when they do have a home wrestling match.
Yeah, Kane Bryson was the state champion. I don't think he was the only one state champion. Landon was second, and I think a couple of placed fifth in the state. In the newspaper, Coach Gibson said it's going to be Uhari Charter and RS Central in the 4A division. That's going to be got good teams. But we beat the Uhari Charter the last year in a wrestling match, like a round robin tournament. So don't know much about RS Central, but they're going to be good, too.
So, folks, we're back here. A minute 20 left in this JV game. Franklin now has a 5-point lead at 36-31. It is very physical out here. You can hear probably hear the fans back behind us. They weren't real happy with a non-call. Franklin had the ball. Yeah, they're just trying to stall here and have time go off the clock, Mark.
Yeah, we're being forced to foul now to get them to the line so we have a chance to get the ball back. Like you said, 5-point lead with a minute 13 to go. Our only solution now is if you don't get a quick turnover, we've got to have a foul and just hope they miss our free throws.
Yeah, and folks, we have 5 team fouls for Pisgah right now. So certainly any foul is going to send them to the line. And hopefully we can have them go from 1-for-2 or 0-for-2 from the line and come down and get a quick bucket on the other end.
Yep. Hey, here's a good example, too. We talked last year about whenever they changed this rule on the free throws, but probably in a situation right now, they've only fouled one time. We'd probably be in a 1-on-1 if it's the old system, wouldn't you think? In fourth quarter, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it's I'm still on the fence about this rule.
It's changed the game for sure.
I mean,
the coaches have to really be intentional about how they play through the foul situation now in each game. Because no longer is it 1-on-1 either.
Correct.
It's shooting two. Now, it resets every quarter. Here's some fans not happy with that foul call, but I think that's really what we really wanted, guys. I mean, we didn't get the steal on the inbound.
It's definitely what we wanted.
So send them to the free throw line. That first free throw is up and no good. That's really what we want.
See, this number 30's missed his last three in a row now.
So now we've got to block out really well, get this rebound, and go down and get a good shot. We could pull this thing to three with a miss here and a make on the other end. And we did miss, but not hit the rebound.
Right back to the shooter.
So it looks like we have found the right guy, though. We found the one to
absolutely
put on the line here for Franklin. Not a lot of time went off the clock, 104 here.
0 for his last four. Let's hope he keeps his streak alive.
So let's talk a little bit about this girls' game. The girls, I don't know if you guys had noticed, but our girls' basketball team, folks, has stayed at number one in 4A basketball throughout the state. They're number one in the RPI. They're currently sitting at 27 all classifications in the state. So being very well respected throughout the state.
It's good to see, too. When's the last time we've had a number one ranking?
It's been quite some time in our division that we've had that. And I look back, and it's been probably 10 years since we've had a overall ranking this high.
Right.
Things are looking very good for this team. They're really starting to play well together. Now, they'll get tested tonight. They're going to get tested Tuesday night. And they've been tested through the first five games this year. So really enjoy watching this group of girls.
It's not a walk. That is not a walk.
Nope. We're getting ourselves in the top spot now.
Yeah, down six, folks, with 55.8 seconds left. The turnover gets the ball back to Franklin here.
That's a walk. Got a foul. Yep, got a foul. Got a foul.
And I'll tell you, they did give up the foul here. Almost had to tackle him to get the foul called.
Yep. Beat up a lot of clock right there trying to get that foul.
Yeah, but we talk about rankings. So our boys, last week, they were sitting about 234, I believe, in the overall rankings. And 17 in 4A. With the two wins they've had in the last 2 weeks, they've jumped all the way to seventh in 4A overall throughout the state. And currently sitting 115 in all classifications.
Nice.
So really making a lot of headway there as well, and people have recognized the good wins that they've had here.
Yeah. That's what quality wins will do for you right there. You'd have beat lesser teams. Probably not have jumped that much, but you kind of start turning heads when you beat the number three team in the state and you beat Eco like you did again.
Yeah, so with our girls sitting at 8-0, our boys sitting at 4-3, and really got a lot of momentum going, it's looking like it's going to be a really good basketball season here at Pisgah Nation.
Yeah, absolutely. Number 30 doing what he's been doing all game right there.
Bully.
Yep. That's like the third different Pisgah player that he's had words for.
Looks like the officials are having some conversations with all the players trying to calm things down. You can just feel the intensity in the gym tonight in the two JV games. So I can't imagine what it's going to be like when we get into these varsity games tonight.
No, I'm telling you, it's just a different feel, man, when it's a Pisgah Franklin or a Pisgah Tuscola, just the feel that comes in here. And I don't know, like, over the years, I'm not sure what's created such the intensity with Franklin, but it sure has.
I think sometimes it's overtaken the Tuscola rivalry. Right?
Certainly in a lot of sports, from a competitive aspect.
That's correct.
It has. And that's no, you know, slight to anybody.
No.
This game has always, you know, we've been in the same conference throughout all the years, even with the reclassifications. And it seems like we're always battling these Panther teams for conference championships each and every year at all levels. JV, varsity, both programs seem to have really good teams at each level.
I tell you, it runs really deep for me, too, because number 10 on the Franklin team over here, the Brooks kid, I'm going to take it way back to when Grady and Kel and Bryce all of them were Pee-wee boys. We were undefeated. They were undefeated. We met for the last game of the season. We had a two-point lead with three-point-something seconds left. We've still got a tape of this somewhere. We threw the ball in right over top of the press, took a dribble or two across half court and threw it up. The ball's in the air as the buzzer goes off, and it was nothing but net. And that's how we lost. So, yeah, Todd Lawrence still got that video somewhere. But you're talking about a heartbreaking day now.
Oh, yeah.
We're just wrapping up an undefeated season and got a half-court shot hit on us.
I think that's where you start seeing, you know, this rivalry. These kids have all played each other through youth, you know, travel leagues, and they know each other well, and it's always been competitive, even at the youth level.
Absolutely.
So it brings that intensity to these games.
You get real familiar with each other over the years, don't you? Sometimes it's a good thing and sometimes it's not.
Now, it always seems that, you know, certainly enjoy playing them better, more here than playing them at the Panther Pit. It's always a tough out going out there.
Mm-hmm.
But one of those games, though, what I would say is that's one of those games and rivalries that all of the kids remember and talk about when they go, you know, when they move on and go off.
Yep. But I think Franklin's changed, especially the football team, because they broadcast everything, and fans don't come out and sit in the stands anymore. They want to watch it on TV or YouTube.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's good that they're doing that, but it keeps people from coming to the games, I think.
Yeah, that's going to do it for our JV boys tonight.
So Bears fall in the JV boys game 40-31. Again, folks, our Lady Bears, I don't remember the exact score, but I think it was a two-point loss in overtime.
Yep.
Almost went to double overtime when we were here last week, last Friday night. That game went into double overtime.
It did go into double, yep.
It looks like it's going to be a pretty competitive year JV-wise. So, folks, here the cheerleaders come out, and they've got the Pisgah flags flying out in front of the girls' team. Girls' team's coming out in front of us. And we'll start the warm-ups for this girls' team. So, now, folks, it's going to be time for the keys of the game.
Hey, the keys of the game tonight is going to be sponsored by Jack Webb Sr., financial advisor for the First Citizens Wealth and Management. Let him show you the impact that comprehensive financial planning may have for your goals or needs. Call 452-6314 for your free consultation. First Citizens Wealth Management member, FINRA, SIPC, and SEC registered broker-dealer and investment advisor.
So, Jack, what's your keys to the game tonight?
Well, it's been my key that for all the girls' games I've seen, press, 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 run, run, run. That's, if you beat Franklin, that's how you're going to have to do it.
Yeah, Franklin likes to slow it down a little bit. They'll try to run probably a 3-2 zone or a 2-3 zone at us. Slow us down, try to make us get into a half-court game. So certainly our advantage, and by the nature of our team, we like to play fast. So we can pick up the pace and control the pace in this game. I think you're right. So, Mark, what's your thoughts?
Man, I can already feel the energy in here. This has already got a setting that's going to be, I think, kind of special tonight. And I think we got to control our – there's going to be a lot of adrenaline as this game starts. I have a feeling just because of the magnitude of the game. I think if we can stay poised and you know me, I'm always good for a quick start. I love the quick starts because I think when you set the tone early, you made the first knockout punch. It's harder for them to respond, but either way, we go out here and just play solid like we've been playing and make them play our game.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. Controlling emotions here early on, getting this game started, not getting caught up in the hype that's in the stands, and really focusing on what we do well is going to be key for us in this game.
Yep. And there is a lot of hype in the stands.
There is a lot of hype in the stands. You can feel it almost on top of us back here. So my key to the game is going to be keeping some individuals staying out of foul trouble. If we go back to last year, so our girls lost four games last year. One of them was to Franklin in the conference tournament. We beat them in the regular season out there in a close game in overtime. Beat them by double digits here in the game. But there was only two games that Chandler Lowry fouled out in last year. Both of them were in the Franklin pit. So it's going to be really key that we keep her out of foul trouble early.
Yes.
And keep her involved here as we play. Same thing with Bailey Connor. Bailey plays really tough defense. Got to keep her out of foul trouble here early. Can't take one piece of our eight-person rotation and pull them out. Creates more minutes for others. So keeping those two young ladies who like to play aggressive out of foul trouble here early with that intensity that's being brought to the fore.
Yep, most definitely.
So we're taking a look here. I got Coach Holloway with the Franklin coach there. Being best buds here in about 8 minutes, probably might not be that way until at least after the game. I know they got a lot of respect for each other, got a lot of respect for each other's program. So they've been going at it for a long time here. Yes.
Yeah, it flies out the window here in about 6 minutes. It's great. You see coaches that's been around a while, competed against each other that long. Again, that makes the game even more special and a little more intense. It'll all come together here in just a few minutes.
Let's talk a little bit about the stats for these Lady Bears here coming into this game. Mark, what do you got stat-wise for
us? Okay. Leading our Lady Bears in the point category, the rebound category, and the assist category is our point guard, Chandler Lowry. She's averaging 16.7 points, 7 rebounds a game, and 4 assists a game, which is crazy to me that your guard has got that many rebounds, leading your team in rebounds. So that tells you a little bit about her game. Then you've got Jade Cody's averaging 6 points and 5.8 rebounds a game. Bailey Connor, 5.7 points and 4.2 rebounds a game. You got Marcos at 7.5 points a game. And then Kylie Leonard, who's been playing solid. She's at 8.7 points, 6.3 points, or rebounds a game. And her numbers really don't reflect. I tell you, I like the way she plays. I told you all over there in North Henderson the other night. She just makes a lot of things happen. Does a lot of things that doesn't show up statistically. It's some solid numbers from our girls.
Yeah, I'll go to Kylie because I think she's going to be key tonight with the size and physicality of this Franklin team. Kylie has she started a little slower than where she finished last year, but she's really come into her own the last three games. I think she's averaged 11.5 points a game in the last three games, and rebound-wise, she's probably been closer to that 7 mark in those last three games. So she's going to be key. Having Jade in there with her length is going to be key for us as well. Jade had a wonderful game against Dinka Tuesday night. So all in all, I think we're coming around really well You know, Bailey Connor, we mentioned her playing defense earlier. You know, she's given us right at 7 points a game, I believe, 6 to 7 points a game, but just plays tenacious defense out there, creates havoc for the other team. You got Macy Devlin that's doing a nice job really distributing the ball. Like to see her start looking for that three a little more. She is deadly from outside when she gets it going. So all in all, yeah, they're playing really well right now, Mark.
They really are. She and you talk about that three. She's got a pretty shot too. It's fun to watch. Back to one more thing about Jay Cody too. At over at Northfield tonight, Kevin, if you remember this, Jade had three or four crucial blocks. I think she blocked a shot like back to back on one play. But you know, her length and hustle. She was, I don't know how many blocks she has on the season now, but she tends to have a couple of games.
Well, and I look for her tonight, guys, to during the summer. You know, I got the opportunity to watch them during the summer, and they played this Franklin team a little bit. I look for her. That's the beauty of her size. She's really a guard but has a size to play down low. But I look for her to actually play against their point guard a little bit as well. Her length tends to have problems for Bristol Brooks out there. And Bristol likes to dribble penetrate, which her length denies that shot a lot. So
yep. Makes sense.
I look for her to kind of play a little bit of a different role but still get those blocks tonight.
Yep.
So the Franklin team, guys, tell us a little bit, Mark, about their points per game, the kind of three ladies that we should be looking out for them.
Okay, yeah, it looks like they're we mentioned their record overall is 3-3, 1-0 in the conference. Their scoring leader is Bristol Brooks at 13.3, and she's averaging 3.7 rebounds also. Then Riley Green, averaging 8.2 points, 2.8 rebounds, and Finley Moffitt, 7 points and 4 rebounds. So that seems to be the girls that have been doing most of the damage for them. Probably we'll be focusing on, I know the Bristol Brooks you just mentioned, the Franklin's full of Brooks kids over there. I just told y'all the story that included one of the Brooks kids. So, that's how it's stacking up for Franklin.
So, folks, we're going to send it back to the studio during our national anthem. You're listening to WPTO Radio, WPTOradio.com. Your voice for Pisgah basketball.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow. Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
Let us relax. And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here down on the floor at Pisgah High School, getting ready to have a great matchup between Franklin High School Lady Panthers and the Pisgah Lady Bears here. Got the color guard out. Beautiful rendition of the national anthem, guys. I think we're ready to go.
Absolutely. Let's tip it off and get it going.
Yes, so now they're waiting. That's the color guard. Clears the floor, folks. Everybody's still standing. Good crowd out here, gentlemen, tonight. Definitely full right behind us. Still got some room up in the top across from us, guys. So if you're out there listening and want to come catch two great varsity basketball games here tonight, there's room up on the visitor side up top. We're about to bring out the starting lineups for both teams. We'll start first with Franklin. Well, we've got a little wait. The cheerleaders are getting set up here. This is going to be a very intense game, John. And for the Panthers, first is number one, Riley Green, guard. She's a junior. Number two, Layla Malloy. She is a shooting guard. She's a junior. Their point guard, Bristol Brooks, sophomore. Number 20, Anna Stiles. She's a forward, junior. And then inside, they've got Finley Moffitt. As their center, she's a sophomore as well, guys. I feel like they've had Moffitts there in Franklin for a long while as well.
Right. Like Ben Brown, Smokey.
Yep. So now it's time for the starting lineup for your Lady Bears. Number 10, senior guard, Macy Devlin. Number 11, senior point guard, Chandler Lowry. Number 12, a junior point guard slash forward slash guard, Jay Cody. Number 13, wing, senior, Bailey Connor. And then in the middle, the business, number 25, she's another senior, Kylie Leonard. So, guys, we've got four seniors and a junior starting here for the Bears. So, really seasoned group. They've looked great the last three or four games together. And then Franklin has three juniors and two sophomores starting for them here tonight.
Lady Bears look focused to me. They look like they're ready.
Yeah, they do. So, the Lady Bears are in white with gray trim, red letters. They're heading from right to left. The Lady Panthers are in black with red trim and red numbers. Panthers win the tip. Our Bears are in man-to-man defense on this end. Panthers skip it outside. Dribble penetration, kicked it back out. They get it back out on the wing. They're on this right side over here. Set a screen. Bristol Brooks tries to get inside. Looks to kick it back outside and throws it away, and that is a turnover. Ball will go to Pisgah.
Good trap for the Lady Bears.
So it looks like Franklin is going to surprise us a little bit. They're coming out in a man-to-man half-court defense. You set a screen up top. Chandler comes left, kicks back right to Jade. Oh, we missed Chandler there underneath. Macy just missed her and then tried to get it, and the ball went out of bounds there. Turnover on the Bears. Ball goes back to the Panthers. Our Bears are going to try a full court press here. They go by. Get it to the wing. Bristol Brooks gets it back up top. That three goes up. That's no good, but rebounded by Franklin. Get it back to Bristol Brooks. She tries a scoop shot. That's missed. And looks like we're going to get a foul on Kylie Leonard here early in the first quarter, and it will be Franklin's ball underneath their own basket. So number two, Layla Moore, will inbound the ball. She's looking. She gets it outside, gets it back to on the free throw line. She drives. That's blocked by Chandler Lowry. Rebounded by Kylie Leonard. She gets it to Chandler. Chandler dribbles up quick, decides to pull back out and set things up. She gets a screen up high, kicks it back up top to Macy Devlin. She cuts. Bailey Connor gets it, kicks it back to Jade Cody on the left wing. Jade Cody has it up top. She kicks left to Macy Devlin. Macy dribbles up top, kicks to Bailey. Really physical. And there's going to be a foul called on Franklin. They're being really aggressive with their hands.
Layla Malloy on the foul.
And that is team foul number one for Franklin. Inbound the ball to Chandler. Chandler gets it, and she comes back up. She feeds in to Kylie Leonard. Kylie Leonard spins, puts up a shot,
yes.
And that is in, and she is fouled. And that will be a quick 2-0 lead for the Bears with Kylie Leonard going to the free throw line.
And this Pisgah free throw is sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
That free throw was off and rebounded by Franklin. That's what we want on the offensive end, though. We want assisted buckets that get it easy for us. Franklin tries to go back down low, and that time Moffitt is scores to make it 2-2. Pisgah quickly comes back the other way. Chandler has it. She skips left to Jade Cody. Jade Cody hands it to Bailey Connor. She gets it to Macy Devil. And there is that three-point shot I'm talking about.
Yep. This three-point shot is sponsored by Forga Contracting.
That gets the score quickly. 5-2, Pisgah. Back here in man-to-man. Franklin goes, and Chandler Lowry gets the rebound, and she's headed the other way. She finds Bailey Connor up the floor, and it goes off of her hands and out of bounds. Looked like Chandler wanted her to cut to the basket, and Bailey was trying to cut outside. Franklin will have it on their own baseline. They're again in this diamond trap. Ball goes to the middle. Franklin gets it all the way to the basket. Shot goes up and missed, but rebounded by Moffitt, and Moffitt puts it back in for a 5-4 Pisgah lead here with 5:18 left in the first quarter. Chandler Lowry has it. She's bringing it up. Sets up the offense. Kicks it left to Jay Cody. Jay Cody finds Chandler cutting. And Chandler puts that in. 7-4 Bears here with 5:04. Just like that, Jay Cody gets a steal. And that goes up and it's missed. But rebounded by Chandler Lowry. And knocked out of bounds by Franklin as she's going back up with it. Pisgah will have the ball underneath their own basket here. Chandler Lowry will inbound. She's looking. We run off two screens. She gets it into Macy Devlin. Macy Devlin dribble penetrates, puts up the shot. That is missed, rebounded by Moffitt. Moffitt finds Bristol Brooks. Bristol Brooks is bringing it up. She's content to walk it up here on our defense. She kicks it right out on the wing. That three-point shot goes up, and that is missed. And another rebound by Chandler Lowry, and she quickly pushes the pace. She dribbles up, and Bristol Brooks goes for the steal, and it's called a walk on Chandler as she tries to spin to the basket. With that, there'll be a timeout on the floor by Franklin.
This timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance Services. Call Michelle, a wonderful friendly staff at 648-6550 for a view of your personal and business insurance needs.
So folks, with 4:33 left here in the first period, your Bears take an early 7-4 lead. Mark, what's your thoughts so far on how our ladies are playing?
I was glad to see Macy get off on the right foot there and knock down that first three. Hopefully she'll take some more of those. But like we talked before, also leading the team in rebounding with Chandler, I see why. She's already got three in this first quarter. She really works down on the block good when it's offside. The ball's offside and gets herself in good position.
So that, folks, Pisgah has two subs in the game. We've got Alexis Marcos and Scout Ballou in the game. Franklin goes back the other way, gets it to Bristol Brooks on the elbow, and she knocks down a shot, gets the score to 7-6. Bailey Connor goes in for the dribble drive, but she's fouled on the shot. That foul is going to be on number one, Riley Green. And we'll send Bailey Connor to the free throw line.
These kids get the free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency.
First free throw is up and no good by Bailey. Second free throw is no good. Almost a rebound by Chandler. She does knock it away. Alexis Marcos gets it. And then it's knocked out of bounds by Franklin. Pisgah will maintain control of the ball. They'll be inbounding in front of the Franklin cheerleaders on the far sidelines. Ball's inbounded to Chandler. Called Carolina. Chandler comes left. She looks back right. She skips all the way across to Bailey Connor. Bailey Connor is looking. She gets it back to Kylie Leonard. Kylie Leonard dribble penetrates. She goes in, and that shot is missed. And Franklin will go back the other way. And there's a little bit of contact. Looked like a walk, but Pisgah gets the ball, gets it to Chandler. Chandler finds Alexis Marcos up. Then it's stolen away by Franklin, but then Chandler Lowry steals it back away.
And
now they're
going
to get a jump ball, and that ball will go to Pisgah.
Girls on the floor after the ball, man.
There you go.
Woo. So Pisgah will have the ball underneath their own basket here. Good aggressive miss by our Bears.
You think they want this thing?
They want it. Chandler finds Kylie Leonard underneath. She kicks it back out to Scout Ballou, who kicks it back over to Chandler Lowry. Chandler finds Bailey Connor. Bailey dribble drives, gets to the middle, but gets turned over, and Franklin will come back the other way. Here with 3:13 left, the Bears lead 7-6. Mr. Brooks skips it across. Three-point shot by Franklin is up. That's no good. Rebounded by Franklin and inbounded. Kylie Leonard has it. She gets it to Chandler. Chandler pulls it back up top. She finds Bailey out on the wing. Bailey kicks it back to Chandler up top. Skip it back to the right to Scout Ballou. She finds Bailey cutting. Bailey finds Chandler. Chandler spins, takes up the shot. That's off, but rebounded by Chandler, and the shot goes back up and scores for Chandler Lowry. Scores now 9-6. Bears are ahead. Your Bears are now in a 1-2-2 three-quarter court defense, looking to get some steals there. Bristol Brooks beats that, gets to the basket, misses the shot, rebounded by Bailey. Bailey finds Alexis Marcos, but good job by Riley Green getting back, but Alexis Marcos steals it back. Chandler Lowry has it up top. She goes in, floaters up, and
there
that floater is good. 11-6.
That's a great move right there.
12 left.
Chandler just steps right through the defenders for a little floater.
Looked like a block by Bristol Brooks there when we were going for the steal. Franklin goes to the basket, and that basket is good. And that is going to be the second foul on Kylie Leonard called here. And we'll send number 20 for Anna Stiles for Franklin to the line with the score 11-8. Quickly,
just,
we get.
Just like we talked about, too, Kylie with two quick fouls in her first quarter. That's not good.
And Franklin on the free throw goes across the line, so the ball will go back to Pisgah. Jade Cody's back in the game. It looks like Lauren Ballou's in the game. Scout Ballou's in the game. Alexis Marcos and Chandler Lowry are in the game. Pisgah leading 11-8 here with 1:53 left. Jade Cody has up top. She kicks it to Alexis Marcos. She goes to Lauren Ballou. Lauren finds Scout, gets it back to Chandler all the way across. Looked like she was ready to go to the basket a little too quick there, and the ball goes out of bounds. Franklin will have the ball here. Pisgah still in this three-quarter court trap. Chandler Lowry with the deflection and stolen by Alexis Marcos. She's got to give it up instead of dribbling there, guys.
Yep.
Great job, but a lot of activity there. We got the steal, but then they get it right back. Franklin goes up with a three-point shot. And that goes in, and the score is now 11-11 with 1:22 left. Pisgah comes back down. Chandler has it, kicks it left to Jade Cody. Jade Cody finds Scout Ballou. Scout Ballou dribble penetrates. She tries to deliver the pass backside, and it's a turnover going back the other way for Franklin. Franklin gets it outside. Riley Green has it on the outside. She looks to the skip to the backside. She gets it to Layla Malloy, and they rotate it all the way back right to Moffitt. Moffitt gets it to Bristol Brooks. She kicks out to Malloy. Malloy with the shot. That's off the back iron and rebounded by Franklin. Looked like it went up and down. Now it's a tie-up again. And the ball will stay with Franklin underneath their own basket. It's now 11-11. 43.8 seconds left here in the first. Chandler will take a break as Macy Devlin comes in to get her.
A much-needed break here before the quarter ends.
And Pisgah's in a 2-3, and that three-point shot is missed by Franklin. Rebounded by Lauren Ballou. She dribbles up, finds Scout Ballou. She kicks back out to Jade Cody. Jade Cody finds Alexis Marcos, who tries to get to DeLauren. It's deflected, but she maintains control. Scout Ballou has it. Dribble penetrate. That is missed off the bottom of the backboard, and the ball is tied up. Good job by Scout staying with it, tying up the ball, and Pisgah will keep control of the ball underneath their own basket. Macy Devlin will inbound the ball now. Pisgah runs. There's a find Alexis Marcos up top. Alexis finds Scout Ballou, who looks to Macy Devlin out on the wing. She gets it back to Jade Cody. Franklin's now in this 2-3 zone. They find Lauren Ballou on the wing, and Lauren Ballou hits the shot, gets Pisgah back in the lead, 13-11. Bristol Brooks goes back the other way, and that long three is missed. And with that, we'll go to the second quarter with your Bears leading 13-11. You're listening to WPTO Radio, WPTOradio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs
the
Bears.
And we're back here live from the Stevenson Pest Control
Black
Press
Bear
Box.
Basketball.
Here we're about to start the second quarter with your Bears leading 13-11. Guys, pretty active first quarter there.
It was. Very active, just like we expected.
Very physical. And right there again, very physical on the screen. Chandler runs through it, and there's a foul called on Franklin. That's her first.
Annie Jennings, I believe.
So Pisgah will get the ball back here with 7:50 left in the first quarter. Bring it up. Chandler finds Jade underneath with that link. She finds Kylie Leonard underneath, and that's 2 points for Kylie Leonard and an assist for Jade. Runs the score to 15-11, Pisgah. Pisgah's back here. It looks like they're in full court man this time. Jade Cody's on the ball with Bristol Brooks. Bristol tries to drive penetrate. There's a little bit of help. That's missed. Rebounded by Chandler Lowry. Chandler pushes it back the other way. She finds Kylie Leonard again. She misses that shot, but another rebound by Chandler. And that shot is up and good.
Timeout.
And with that basket, it's 17-11, Pisgah. And this timeout is brought to you.
Sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
Didn't take us long to get them to call that first timeout, did it?
No, when we get in transition, even off of a missed shot on the other end, we want to speed them up. Bristol did dribble penetrate. She got a look, but it was a good contested look. We talked earlier about Jade's length bothering her.
Yep.
She missed that shot, enabled Chandler to get the rebound on the backside, and boy, did we get up the court fast.
In a hurry.
And then we're following up the missed shots. So everybody's playing hard here. Pisgah's back in a 1-2-2. Looked like a walk there. Franklin gets it to half court. Now they're setting up their offense in the half court. Ball's up top. Layla Moy has it. Gets it to Bristol Brooks. She's pressured by Chandler. Ball stolen by Bailey Connor. Bailey Connor goes the other way. She tries to get it to Chandler. She does get it to Chandler. And that is 19-11 now. Pisgah, 6:52 left. Going back the other way. Layla Malloy has it. She's in the corner, trapped, and they find the young lady up top, but they kick it back out for the three. She's able to penetrate. Three-point shot does go up. It's missed. This time rebounded by Kylie Leonard, and she finds Chandler Lauer. Chandler looks way up, finds Bailey Connor. She finds Macy Devlin, but that shot is blocked. And then it's a jump ball, and the ball will go to Pisgah underneath their own basket. Probably got that ball up the floor in about 2 seconds.
That's right.
Yep.
Chandler finds Jade Cody underneath, and Jade misses a little floater, rebounded by Moffitt, and Franklin pushes back the other way. They get it inside. Moffitt goes up, contested by Kylie Leonard. Doesn't get the foul. Rebounded by Macy Devlin. She kicks all the way across court to Bailey Connor. She takes the three, and that three is good.
The three-point shot is sponsored by Forga Contracting.
And real quick here in the first 2 minutes, we've opened up an 11-point lead here, 22-11 on Franklin. Franklin skips it around, and that 1-2-2 pressure forces the turnover from Franklin as they try to skip it all the way across, guys.
I think they're feeling the heat just a little bit right here. It's, you run it up a few points here, 13-11, and 8 unanswered points.
Pisgah has it. Chandler has it on the right. She kicks to Jade. She finds Chandler cutting. Jade kicks it back out to Bailey. She takes the three, and that is missed. Looks like Chandler almost got a steal there. Bristol Brooks goes the other way, and then she decides to pull out. She kicks it all the way to the other side, finds Malloy, who finds Riley Green up top. She dribble penetrates, tries to get it to Moffitt, kicks it to Brooks. Brooks takes a three and banks it in, guys. Banks it in.
Just like you draw it up.
Score is 22-14. Pisgah still leads with 5:11 here. Pisgah comes back the other way. They run Carolina again. Jay Cody has it up top. She kicks right to Macy Devlin. Macy Devlin finds Bailey Connor. She finds Kylie Leonard up top for the three. That's missed, but rebounded by Chandler. Chandler kicks it back out to Macy.
Macy
for the three. That's missed, and Chandler saves that one. Oh, she says she stepped on the line, and the ball will go to Franklin. Now we've got three young ladies coming in for Pisgah. We've got Lauren Ballou, Scout Ballou, and Alexis Marcos. Macy Devlin and Chandler Lowry will stay on the court for Pisgah. We stay in this 1-2-2. Three-quarter court defense. Franklin gets it to half court, and the ball goes out of bounds on the trap of Franklin and Pisgah ball. Franklin looks a little rattled there that pressure.
They do. They're not handling the pressure well at all right now.
Franklin goes back to man-to-man. Set a screen up top for Chandler. Chandler brings it out left. She's looking. She's clearing Lauren out. She kicks it to Scout. Sets a screen for Alexis Marcos. Alexis Marcos goes out. They kick it back left to Chandler. Chandler dribble penetrates. Goes up, and that is missed. And rebounded by Moffitt. Then it's stolen away, almost stolen away by Macy Devlin. Crystal Brooks has it going the other way. She kicks out for the three. The three's up by Franklin. That is missed. And this time rebounded by Franklin. They kick it back out top to Brooks. She brings it out. She kicks it down to the right wing. They try to get it underneath. She recovers it, kicks it out, and that shot is rebounded by Chandler. Chandler finds Alexis Marcos up. She can't handle the pass there. Looked like she was looking at the rim a little too quick there, guys.
Yep, they were over-anticipated. I tell you, everything on this end down here, if they get the rebound, these Pisgah girls contest everything. They come down with the rebound, and there's hands out everywhere.
So it's 3:51. Pisgah's up 22-14. Pisgah's in a man-to-man defense here. Three-point shot goes up by Brooks. That's missed and rebounded by Chandler Lowry. Chandler Lowry pushes back the other way. She's going hard, and she's going stripped, but she gets it and passes to Marcus, but missed the layup.
There you go.
She missed the layup, but got her own rebound and put it back in. It's now 24-14. Alexis Marcos is pressuring the ball up top. Bristol Brooks, looks like they're getting Macy. No, they're going to get Alexis with a bump, it looks like to me. That foul will be on Alexis Marcos.
First
her foot.
One.
Yep, and team first. With that said, Franklin inbounds the ball underneath. Moffitt dribble drives with another rebound by Chandler Lowry. She's dribble penetrating. She goes straight to the basket, and that is up and good by Chandler. 26-14, Pisgah's up with 3:06 left here in the second quarter. Franklin gets it to half court. Pisgah's patient here, gets in a half court man, tries to slow it down. The three-point shot goes up for Franklin. That's missed, and the rebound looks like it hit the antenna up top. So ball will go back to Pisgah.
The bat wing.
There is no shortage of three-pointers being put up by Franklin, I can promise.
Not at all. So Chandler Lowry and Scout Ballou go out of the game. And Bailey Connor comes back in. Jay Cody comes back in. They'll be with Macy Devlin, Alexis Marcos, and Lauren Ballou here with 2:50 left in the second period, 26-14. Alexis Marcos dribble penetrates, kicks it to Bailey Connor. Bailey Connor swings it to Jay. Jay goes up, finds Lauren Ballou on the baseline. She goes up with a shot, and that's missed. But Jay Cody, gets it taken away from her. But the pressure we put on him forces the alley pass to go out of bounds, and Pisgah will remain in possession of the ball on our end of the court.
Yeah, I just mentioned Franklin has taken 13 three-pointers and made three.
Wow.
Yeah.
Macy gets it, brings it up top. She kicks it outside to Alexis Marco. She gets it to Jade Cody. Little floater is missed and rebounded by Franklin. Franklin comes put back the other way. They get it to half court and decide to set up their offense. Pisgah's in a man-to-man here. Ball's pressured out on the wing by Bailey.
Yep, cheap foul.
Cheap foul. That's one we can't have there, guys. That foul is Bailey's first, our team's second. And with that, Kylie Leonard and Chandler Lowry are coming back in. Macy Devlin will take a seat. Lauren Ballou will take a seat. Now we've got Bailey Connor, Chandler Lowry, Jade Cody, Kylie Leonard, and Alexis Marcos on the floor. Pass goes out to the perimeter. They feed back down low. That shot's missed, and another rebound by Chandler Lowry, and she comes back out, pushes, finds Jay Cody on the baseline. She goes up, misses that one, but rebounded by Chandler. She misses that. She goes back up, rebounded again. Rebounded this time by Kylie Leonard. They reach back in to Chandler. Chandler kicks it to Alexis Marcos. We set up the offense and bring it back up, out top to Chandler. Chandler's looking. She finds Jade Cody. She tries to find Kylie Leonard on the baseline, and that ball is deflected and stolen away by Franklin. They push back the other way. I thought another three was coming up, but she goes to the elbow. That's missed and rebounded by Jade Cody. Jade Cody pushes up hard the other way. She gets it on the left wing, kicks it back to Chandler. Chandler gets it up, finds Kylie Leonard inside. Kylie goes up. Ball's missed, but she gets her own rebound and goes back up and gets fouled this time.
These Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
So fast action here, guys. Kylie goes to the line. She puts up the first free throw, and it hits every part of that rim but goes in. That's how we like it right there, gentlemen.
Kylie also playing this last couple minutes with two fouls, so it's been interesting to see.
Yeah, she's done a good job in this second quarter of staying out of foul trouble. The second free throw is up and good, running the score to 28-14. Franklin has the ball up top, guarded by Jade Cody. Bristol Brooks has it. She pulls up for a three. That three is no good. This time rebounded by Franklin, but goes out of bounds as she tries to dribble around Alexis Marcos. She deflects it out of bounds. Ball will stay with Franklin in front of our bench here. Coach Holloway's telling them what defense to get into. We're in a straight man-to-man here, half-court man-to-man. They get it up top to Bristol Brooks. She goes off of it, but a deflection stolen by Chandler. She dribbles up. She takes it all the way and goes up and is fouled on the shot. Good deflection by Alexis Marcos there and able to steal by Chandler. And Chandler goes end-to-end there. And these free throws are sponsored by
Messmer Insurance Agency.
First free throw for Chandler is up and good. Runs the score to 29-14. So our Bears are trying to pull away here in the second quarter and get a little margin as halftime approaches. Have one more free throw here for Chandler. That is up and off and rebounded by Franklin. That outlet pass goes out of bounds, or almost stolen by Chandler. She gets it and sets it up top. She's going to set up the offense. And I hear Coach Holloway calling a play high-low here. Kick back out to Jade. Jade up with the three, and that three is up and no good, but rebounded by Kylie Leonard. She goes up, no good. Rebounded by Lauren Ballou. She goes back up with it, and that is good. Pisgah goes up 31-14 with 20 seconds left here. Pisgah in the 1-2-2, three-quarter court pressure here with 14 seconds left. Franklin gets it to half court. They throw it up. We wanted a walk there. They kick it all the way back to the backside. They kick it up top to Brooks. That's deflected. She gets it. Another deep threes up, and that's off. And that's rebounded by Franklin, but time expires here as your Bears go to halftime up 31-14 on Franklin here in a big conference game tonight. With that, we're going to send it back to the studio for a quick word from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
We're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box.
It's time for the halftime show, brought to you by Papertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737.
So, guys, fast-paced game here by our Lady Bears, but really physical. And we're able to pull away there in the second quarter a little bit.
Absolutely. You can see the pressure starting to get to them. It was like a slow drip across it there. And next thing you know, we start pulling away, and I expect it to they keep up with this in the second half. It'll get even bigger.
Okay, so, Jack, what do you think? They played a lot like you said they needed to. Press, fast, pass. Any thoughts you had on how they played in that first half?
Franklin was tired at the end of that half. You could see the red in their face. Our girls they can run it. They can keep running it. But Franklin was tired.
So we'll talk a little bit about we're going to talk a little bit about stats here. Let Mark talk about stats, but before we do, the one stat that I want to bring up: how impressive was that defense in the second quarter? 3 points allowed to Franklin in that second quarter.
It's smothering. I tell you, I made the comment there earlier to y'all. Pesky is how I want to describe it. If you get a rebound down here, you've got at least two girls trying to take the ball from you, trying to steal the ball from you before you can even make an outlet pass. And it's just, they're relentless.
So let's talk a little bit about stats for that half, Mark.
Okay. Fun half. I got to throw out a notable, what sticks out to me. Franklin took 15 three-pointers in the first half and made three. Might want to change that strategy up a little. That's airing it out. They're not scared to air it out, that's for sure. Bristol Brooks had 5 points, and Moffitt had 4 points. Now, for the Bears, we were 3 of 7 from the free throw line and 2 of 4 three-point shot. We'll take 50% all day long. Chandler Lowry, how about this, folks? Double-double in the first half. She has 13 points and 12 rebounds unofficially, the best that this old guy can keep up with them. Pretty sure that was, the rebounds were just coming so fast, it was hard to keep up with all those. Kylie Leonard, 6 points, 3 rebounds. Bailey Connor with a 3. Macy Devlin, you know, she hit that 3 early, and then we didn't get to see her. I think she took one other one, but we'd like to see her get on track a little bit and get a put the ball up just a little more.
Yeah, we need her to be looking for that 3. Folks, with that, we're going to go back to the studio for a quick message from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTO Radio, WPTOradio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long. Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
We're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box.
After the game, we will present the A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. The holiday season is approaching. Looking for a safe place to store your holiday gifts from wandering eyes with a 24/7 access? Call A1 Storage at 646-3981. Locations near you.
So, guys, looking here at the boys' warm-up, you know, our boys just seem to have, you know, a lot of confidence. You know, it's the calm nature, but they just seem to be very confident, and, you know, and it's shown how they're playing as of late.
Yeah, I agree with you, especially after these last two wins have built a lot of that confidence for them, and you can just see they're not cocky by no means. They are confident, and it's those two wins did a lot for them.
Yeah, and I think part of it is built on the culture Coach Rodheimer's trying to build for them. Mm-hmm. Have you guys had the opportunity to see the locker room and what
not
the
yet.
Changes he's done?
Yep, I seen it the other night after a booster meeting.
And he put a lot of work, personal work, into that, and it looks wonderful.
It does. It really does. And that, you know, I think for the first time this year, too, is working on a room. JV boys have a small area they can call their own instead of having to, you know, always share with the varsity. So, yeah, it just a few things that picks up morale a little bit.
So, Jack, what do you see out here with this Franklin team? I know they've got some kids that, can really fill it up.
Yeah, Jack Chisateski can fill it up.
Yeah, I think he's averaging about 19 a game right now, maybe 20 a game.
This kid right here.
Yeah, he is the one at the bottom of the P over there.
Okay,
now.
Yep.
The tattoos around.
Yeah,
the legs.
I've been watching him shoot. Got a good shot.
They've got, you know, they got 2 or 3 kids. This kid shooting right now can really shoot the basketball as well. Will Rowers is another one. When he gets going and gets hot, can really play. Good athlete that can shoot it. So I expect this to be a really good game. You know, they don't have the length. The Parker kid over there on the other side's got a little bit of size, but they don't have the length that maybe they've had in the past. But not bad length here.
This kid right here, he was number 30 in the JV game. He played the JV game. Getting ready to take the shot right now.
Yeah, that's Ashton Sutton's younger brother.
Okay.
So he's a sophomore here. So, folks, we're going to get ready for an exciting second half. Hope where our Lady Bears can pull it out. Again, they're up 31-14 here at halftime against the Lady Panthers. And then we're going to have an excellent men's basketball game here tonight. So with that said, we're going to send it back to the studio for another word from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
And we're back to you here live in the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Guys, exciting first half. They're making the buzzer. We've got about a minute 36 left here before we start this second half. Any thoughts on what Coach Holloway may be telling our young ladies here coming out at halftime?
That Franklin only scored 3 points. Let's make it zero in the first quarter.
So just suffocate them in the third quarter. Okay,
yeah.
I like it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I think he's probably also telling them, hey, let's come out, let's be settled. Let's not let them make a run to start right here. Anything that's going to pick up any momentum for them, because we've had the momentum the whole game, and you don't want to give them any confidence that might let them get back into this ball game.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. We had Irwin here down about 20 at halftime early in the season. Came out in the third quarter flat. Irwin took the lead early in the fourth quarter, and we had a battle back to win that game. So certainly we got to know that they have the potential to fight back here. We've got to play the same style and the same effort that we played that first half.
Yep. Don't need none of that stress.
So, folks, with that said, I want to recognize all of our sponsors for this year's basketball season. Vestas Uniform Service, Champion Credit Union, A1 Storage, Mike's Heating and Air, Ken Wilson Ford, Messimer Insurance, Canton Insurance, Forga Contracting, Stevenson Pest Control, Papertown Equipment Rental, and First Citizens Bank Wealth and Management. Franklin will have the ball here first as we come out in the half. Pisgah is in a straight man-to-man here, half court. Franklin has it. They try to dump it down low and go straight at Kylie Leonard, but that is missed, but rebounded on the backside. That goes up, missed, but rebounded by Franklin again. This time it's the rebound is tied up there by number 20 in Chandler Lowry, so it'll be a jump ball, and the ball will go back to Pisgah here with 7:38 left in the third period. Your Bears leading 31-14. Looks like Franklin's in a 3-2. Chandler quickly finds Bailey underneath. Great move, just missed the layup, and an offensive foul as Bailey is going back there. After they get that defensive rebound, we're pestering there, and the young lady pushed off with her elbow.
Every single time, I'm telling you.
So Pisgah will get the ball back. So great look there down low by Chandler to Bailey, just missed the shot. Now Chandler gets a three-point shot up. That's missed. Rebounded by Franklin. They push out quick. Good defensive transition by Pisgah. We get back. They drill, penetrate, kick back out to the wing. Three-point shot is up. That is no good. This time, Jay just lets it go out of bounds, and Pisgah will get the ball back underneath the Franklin goal. Franklin's going to set up, guys, in a 1-3-1 defense here. We picked it apart the first time. Chandler kicks it out to Macy. She finds Jade. Jade finds Bailey. That three is off. And Franklin rebounds the basketball and will come up the other way. And the other side to walk it up this time. They quickly push it up. Dribble penetration. They kick back out. That two-point shot is up. That is good for Franklin. It's 31-16. And we've got an official timeout. The young lady that dribble penetrated went down. She's limping off. Hopefully her ankle is going to be okay later on in this game, and Franklin gets a quick sub in. Play will resume. Pisgah's now moving left to right. Chandler Lowry brings it up, kicks it left to Jade Cody. Jade Cody gets it, but kicks it back right to Chandler. Chandler finds Bailey Connor in the corner. Jade finds Chandler at the free throw line. Chandler kicks back out to Macy. Macy with the three, and that's off the back rim. No good. Franklin rebounds, and they quickly push back the other way. And they decide to hold up. They kick out on the wing to Malloy. Malloy kicks back up top. Crystal Brooks has it up top with Jade Cody on her. Pisgah in a man-to-man defense here in the half-court set. Macy goes for the steal. Does not get it. They get the ball back up top to Bristol Brooks. They're trying to set a screen up top. Bristol Brooks goes to the right. She's contested. And are they going to bail her out with a foul there? No, it looks like they're just going to call that ball out of bounds. She kind of flailed in between three people. I thought they may give her something, but she certainly did not. It was blocked. The Franklin coaches are asking for it. Franklin will have the ball underneath their own basket. They try to set some screens in. Can't get it anywhere. They get it up top. Almost a steal by Kylie Leonard. Kylie gets up. They look down low. And she fell. And then there's going to be a foul on Pisgah because Kylie didn't get up. So that foul is going to be on Macy Devlin. That's her first foul. First team foul of the quarter.
Finley Moffitt at the free throw line for the Panthers.
First free throw is up and no good. Second free throw is up and good. That runs the score to 31-17. Franklin goes to trap. Chandler quickly finds Bailey up the court. Bailey looks for Macy on the other side, and that is deflected away. Chandler Lauer is going to take it out of bounds. She finds Macy Devlin. She kicks it cross court to Bailey Connor. Bailey Connor kicks it in down in the corner to Jade Cody. Jade dribble penetrates. She finds Kylie Leonard at the elbow. They quickly kick it around. Find Chandler Lowry outside. She finds Macy down low, who finds Kylie Leonard. She just misses the jump, the bunny hop right there.
Yep. Great ball movement, though.
That's what we want. And with that, Coach Holloway wants a timeout real quick to talk things over.
This timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance Services. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So, guys, a little cold coming out here. We've actually got some good looks, just haven't made. You know, we had two wide-open layups we've missed and then missed a couple of threes that went off the back rim. I think Coach Holloway has to be happy with how we're moving the ball. We just got to be patient enough to make the shots.
Got to cash in on, you know, that 3.5 minutes or whatever there without scoring. That's what one thing was said we can't do.
Pisgah comes out in a diamond defense, the steal, and then Bailey just throws it right back away. Pressuring up top. We're back into man-to-man. Chandler Lowry is out on Bristol Brooks. They look down low. They go up. That's blocked by Kylie Leonard. Rebounded by Jay Cody. She finds Bailey Connor streaking up. Bailey Connor goes up. 2 points for Pisgah, 33-17. Back in this diamond defense. They get it back to the middle. Bristol gets it out on the wing. Pisgah looks, or Franklin gets it on the backside. And it's a missed layup, but they get a foul on Macy Devlin underneath. It will send Moffitt back to the free throw line. Just a little late in that defensive rotation. About a half a second earlier, we get the steal right there, gentlemen.
Yeah, that's the best I've seen Franklin break the press. They got the ball right in the middle of the floor and two passes down.
Yeah, so they had to have a conversation on that early or over the halftime about how to break that.
Yep.
That first free throw by Moffitt is up and no good. The score remains 33-17. Second free throw is up, no good. This time rebounded by Jade Cody. She dribbles up. She finds Chandler out wide. Chandler takes a look. She kicks cross court to Bailey. Bailey kicks to the wing to Macy. Macy with the three.
There it is.
And that three is good.
And when she gets those feet set.
This three-point shot is sponsored by Forga Contracting.
Franklin comes back up the other way. The score is 36-17. Ball is deflected by Bailey Connor out of bounds. Franklin will remain in possession of the ball. Lauren Ballou will check in for Kylie Leonard here with 4:29 left in the third. Franklin's trying to get out. They find Bristol Brooks open for a three, and that three's off the back rim. Rebounded by Moffitt underneath, and that shot is back up and good. Lauren Ballou gets it into Chandler. Chandler quickly pushes the other way. Shanna pulls it up. She finds Macy Devlin in the corner. Macy Devlin throws it away, and Bristol Brooks goes up, and she falls and somehow tries to get it there. Looked like a walk, gentlemen, but no call. So with that, Franklin will call a timeout with Brooklyn Brooks on the floor trying to get rid of the ball.
This timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance Services. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
Folks, we got 4:09 here at this timeout. Your Bears leading 36-19. Looks like we've got Kylie out trying to make sure she doesn't pick up another foul. Just a quick break for her. What are you guys seeing here?
Franklin's done better against the press in this third quarter.
I think it's good, like you just mentioned, you're going to rest Kylie for a little bit, but I say here, I think we'll see a lot over here coming up in later in the quarter, first and fourth quarter.
Yeah, I think these next 4 minutes are big for us. If we can separate, right now we're up 17. Need to separate. Get this thing to over 20 going into the fourth quarter.
Right.
Just take all the hope for Franklin away right here. So Pisgah is going to come out in their own, looks like a man-to-man, kind of three-quarter court. A showed man. Now they're in a 1-2-2 defense. And looks like Macy may get that deflection. And Chandler with the steal. Chandler goes back the other way. Chandler has it up top. She pulls it out. She finds Jade Cody up top. Jade Cody finds Macy Devlin cutting. Macy tries to get it to Lauren Blue, and that's out. We've got to slow that down. You know, this 2-3 is creating some problems, and we're rushing some passes here a little bit. They're getting deflected and going out of bounds, guys.
Yeah, just a little sloppy.
Macy tried to find that back corner. Franklin comes back, and they've got it down court. We're in this 1-3-1 jumper from the elbow, and that is good. Now it's 36-21. Jay gets it into Chandler. Chandler comes back. 2-3 zone again by Franklin. Franklin, or Jay Cody, gets it inside. She attacks, and she is fouled going up for the shot, and we'll go to the line for two.
These Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
So that first free throw for Jade Cody is up and good. Runs the score to 37-21 with 3:25 left here. She'll have one more free throw. With that, Alexis Marcos and Scout Ballou check in. Jade Cody and Chandler Lowry stay in the game. Second free throw at front ends and is rebounded by Franklin, and Franklin quickly pushes back the other way. Got Alexis Marcos at the top of this 1-2-2 zone and forces that pass that goes off of the young lady from Franklin's hands and out of bounds, and Pisgah will get the ball back. Scout Ballou inbounds the ball to Chandler. She brings it up. She kicks it left to Scout. She finds Alexis Marcos on the wing. Back to Chandler. She kicks back to Lauren Ballou. Lauren Ballou with the three, and that three is good.
That three-point shot was sponsored by Forga Contracting.
Pisgah's back here in the 2-2 zone. Deflection by Scout Ballou. Stolen away by Chandler Lowry. She takes it all the way to the rim.
Nice.
And that left-hand layup is good. And that runs the score quickly to 42-21.
Here comes the train.
Pisgah's back in this 1-2-2 pressure.
That's a walk.
Almost a walk and another turnover. Franklin has it out on the wing. They kick it down in the corner. They look down low. That shot is off. Rebounded by Scott Ballou. She kicks it to Jay Cody. She kicks it up the sidelines to Chandler Ballou. Chandler Ballou tries the cross-court pass, and that is stolen by Bristol Brooks. It goes the other way for 2 points. Chandler will get the ball back up and bring it back up. She'll set it up. Skip it to Scout this time. Scout kicks it back right to Chandler. Chandler looks, finds Lauren Ballou on the corner. Swing it all the way back around to Scout Ballou. She double dribbles there. Looked like she, I'd like to see Scout just take that three there. It's an open three there. That's the available shot right now until they close out real hard and we can dribble penetrate on that.
Yep.
42-23, your Bears lead. Franken goes back down the other way. That shot's up. Rebounded by Chandler Lowry. She goes the other way real quick. Takes it all the way. Kicks to Lauren Ballou. She wasn't expecting it, but she corrals it. Gets it back out to Jade. Jade gets it to Scout. Scout gets it to Chandler. Chandler gets it cross court to Alexis Marco. She dribble penetrates. Kicks out to Lauren Ballou. And that three is
there
up.
There you go.
And good.
This three-point shot is sponsored by Florida Contracting.
Ballou has a real unique shot, too. It's a one-handed shot.
Okay. And real quick, Chandler Lowry with another steal in that. She goes all the way for another 2 points. Scores now 47-23. Franklin comes back the other way real quick. Good transition defense by the Bears getting back. Franklin has to pull it back up to the top. Three-point shot is up. That is off, but rebounded by Franklin, and that will be a foul on Jade Cody on the rebound. He said it was on the floor, so Franklin will inbound the ball underneath their own basket with 59.8 seconds left. And with that, Jade and Chandler will take a seat. Macy Devon, Alexis Marcos, Scout Ballou, Kylie Leonard, and Lauren Ballou are in the game with your Bears up 47-23. Crystal Brooks dribbles to the elbow. She puts the shot up. No good. Rebounded by Kylie Leonard. She gets it out. She kicks it out to Macy Devlin. Macy Devlin kicks it cross court to Scout Ballou. Skips it to Alexis Marcos. She brings it back up top. Macy Devlin has it. They get it out on the wing. Lauren Ballou, she's hot. That shot is up. No good. Rebounded by Franklin.
That one looked good, too.
Franklin runs the floor real quick, but that shot is missed and rebounded by Lauren Ballou. Lauren Ballou gets it out to Macy Devlin out on the wing. Macy Devlin finds Callie Leonard. She finds a cutting Scout Ballou. That layup's no good, but she gets her own rebound. No good again, and rebounded this time by Franklin. I thought that was down, guys.
I did, too.
Franklin pushes back fast the other way. Brooks has it up top. She kicks it back to Layla Moy to the left. They go back to Brooks. She dribble penetrates, takes it off balance three. That's off, and rebounded by Marcos. And with that, that is the end of the third quarter, folks. Your Bears up 47-23, and we're going to go back to the studio for a word from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long. Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And you're back to the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box watching our Lady Bears here in action against the Franklin Panthers. We're about to start the fourth quarter, folks, and your Bears are up 47-23. Mark, what you see in that third quarter?
Third quarter, a little slower. You know, we come out, we didn't score for the first, I think, 2.5 minutes of the quarter, but still, you know, picked it up and won the quarter 16-9. We held them to 9. Defense is still playing really well, so just got to finish now.
And, folks, we're going to start back here with Franklin with the ball. They get it to the elbow and kick back out for the three. That three is up. That is no good. This time rebounded by Moffitt from Franklin out on the perimeter. She gets it to Brooks. Brooks kicks it right to Malloy. She's guarded by Bailey Connor. Your Bears now are in a 2-3 zone. They go down low and force it. Looks like they're going to get the foul on Kylie. No, looks like they called that one on Macy Devlin coming over to help. So that is Macy Devlin's third. And team first will send Moffitt to the line for free throws. First free throw is up and good for Moffitt. That runs the score to 47-24. Got to feel comfortable with where we're at, guys.
Yep.
Second one was missed and tied up on the rebound, and possession will stay with the Bears. They'll go back to the Bears.
Yeah, I feel real comfortable. With just a little bit right here, we could push this thing up to 20-plus.
So Chandler brings it up. They call a play. She kicks it back out to Jade. Jade looks to Macy. Looks like we're trying to run that action from the backside screen. Get it back to Kylie Leonard at that top. She finds Jade. Jade finds Chandler at the elbow. She kicks to Bailey Connor, who kicks to Kylie Leonard on the perimeter.
Oh,
we find Macy Devlin cutting on the screen, and that
there you go.
She finishes on the layup, and that's two more points. So Kylie Leonard with an assist. Macy Devlin with 2 points and 49-24.
She missed her there for a minute. She was open way earlier than that.
Yeah, I thought she had missed her. They're pressuring here at half court, and it was 10 seconds. Bailey and Chandler had Brooks tied up here. She tried to get it back across court to Malloy, and they got a 10 seconds call on Franklin here in a three-quarter court pressure.
Well, coaches were not real happy with that call here. I think maybe they thought they were counting a little fast.
We missed another one, but found her on the backside. Chandler kicks back out to Jade. Jade dribble penetrates. She goes up with the shot, and that is good. 51-24, your Bears are winning. And Bailey Connor puts the pressure on Malloy on the sidelines over there, and she just dribbled it out of bounds, guys. I think they're really, really frustrated at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, like I say, they're just, our defense is
something else.
Smothering.
Smothering.
Chandler brings it back up. We've got a double screen up top. Chandler looking for Macy. Macy takes a look. She skips it to Bailey. Bailey gets it to Jay. Jay dribble penetrates. Find Kylie Leonard. She goes up with a shot.
Fouled.
And she's fouled on that shot. They send her to the line for two more.
Messmer Insurance Agency free throws.
It's a good ball movement all the way around.
It's
hard for me to keep up. They're skipping it so fast.
They shift the defense around, keeping them out of position a lot.
Free throws.
So that first Messmer Insurance free throw was up and missed. Front end rimmed by Kylie. See if she adjusts here. Second free throw is up, and that one's off the back rim just a little too much. Jade Cody down with the rebound, though. She kicks to Kylie. Kylie dribble penetrates. She goes up, and that gets blocked. Bailey Connor saves it, though. Jade kicks it back to her, says, great effort. She gives her the shot, and that just goes in and out. Rebounded by Franklin. Looked like a double dribble. And Bristol Brooks just ran right through Chandler, but they're calling the foul on Chandler Lowry.
Wow.
Yeah, didn't see that one.
No.
Pisco will get into a 2-3 here, half court defense, extending out with Bailey and Chandler a little bit. Franklin tries to get it down low. They try to hit the girl on the baseline, and that goes right through her hands out of bounds and ball back to Pisco. Jade Cody will inbound the basketball. Chandler Lowry brings it up. She kicks it right to Macy Devlin. Macy Devlin dribble penetrates. She finds Kylie Leonard underneath. Kylie Leonard goes up. So she finds Chandler. Oh, tried to. She just missed the pass, got deflected, but Jade recovers it. Bailey gets it. She finds Chandler out on the wing. The three is up. Front end rimmed, rebounded by Kylie Leonard. Kylie is looking. She's dribble penetrating. Kicks over to Macy Devlin. Macy Devlin kicks back to Kylie. Kylie gets it out to Jade. Jade sets it up. Chandler sets the screen, pops back out. Chandler gets it, kicks to right to Mason. Mason's looking for that screen, gets it over to Kylie Leonard. Kylie Leonard kicks it left to Chandler. Chandler has it. She's looking. She gets it to Bailey Connor up top. They force it back over to Kylie Leonard on the wing. Kylie gets it back to Jade on the other side. They keep running this action. And then the ball is knocked out of bounds, but goes out of bounds on Bailey Connor. Now that said, with 4:50 left, all five starters are going to come out. We've got Scout Ballou, Lauren Ballou, Jaden Ballou, Molly Watson, and Alexis Marcos.
I got to say it again. A whole host of Balloons in there.
All host of Balloons. And with 4:50, folks, your Bears are up 51-24. We have subbed all starters out, and Franklin takes a timeout and wants to talk about it.
This timeout is sponsored by on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business and your insurance needs.
So Coach Holloway going to get some of these other young ladies a little bit of playing time. We're up 27, 51 to 24 with 4:50 left on a really good Franklin team. This team only lost to North Buncombe by 8 and 10.
Yep. How fast did that lead happen, too? At one point, we're like, man, we're up by 12 or 14. And you look back, and it's 20-something. It's like...
So when we get going, we can go really well. I thought the Franklin coach may bring out some of his subs when he called that timeout as we subbed in. But he has got his starters less one in the game. So normal rotation. And again, folks, we've got the host of the Blues below. Scout, Lauren, and Jaden Blue. And then we've got Molly Watson and Alexis Marcos up top. Franklin has the ball. They get it on the wing outside. They're looking down low. She tries to kick out. Ball's deflected and goes out of bounds on Franklin. Good defense by Jaden Blue in there. In the post. Lauren Blue will get it to Molly Watson. Molly will bring it up. Molly kicks it to Lauren Blue on the left wing. Little no action. Come off. Set a screen for her. She brings it back up. She takes a look at that three.
Wow.
And that three is good for Lauren Blue.
She has felt it tonight.
This three-point shot is sponsored by Forga Contracting.
22. Franklin's back on the other end. They take it into the block, miss the shot, but get the rebound, put it back up for two. The score's now 54-26. Your Bears up with 3:54 left. Molly Watson has it up top. She dribbles left, kicks back right to Scout Ballou. Scout finds Lauren Ballou. Lauren Ballou kicks back up to her sister, Jaden Ballou. Jaden gets it to Scout. She finds Lauren. Lauren goes up with a shot, missed, but Jaden Ballou gets it. She goes back up with it, missed. Lauren Ballou with the rebound, and she goes back up with it again. Another 2 points for Pisgah, 56-26. Scout Ballou with the steal off the deflection of Molly Watson. She finds Molly Watson up ahead, but it's stolen away by Brooks. Brooks comes back the other way. She looks up. She gets it to number 20. She goes up for a layup. And the score is now 56-28. Molly Watson will bring it up and slow it up here. Franklin is now in a man-to-man defense. Lauren Ballou has it up top. Comes off of the screen. Thought she was going to pull another one, guys. Alexis Marcos kicks it out. Dribble penetration. She gets it to Scout Ballou. She finds Alexis. Alexis goes back out. And then dribble penetrates. Kicks to Lauren Ballou. Lauren Ballou is feeling it, guys.
Man, wow.
Lauren Ballou with another two, 58-28. Franklin comes back this way. Franklin has it up top. Brooks has it. She dribble penetrates, takes it all the way to the rim, and it is blocked by Jaden Ballou. Score is now 58-28, folks. 2:31 left in the fourth. Pisgah leads. This second unit playing pretty good, guys.
They are.
Yeah. And I'm a little surprised. Obviously, I'm not the coach and not my team, but they still have their starters here. We're still extending the lead on them. But you got some girls sitting over here on the Franklin side that haven't hit the floor yet, down by 30 with 2.5 minutes to go.
Yeah, it is surprising. So another deflection by Molly, which led to a steal by Lana Burke. Lana Burke goes the other way. She finds Molly Watson, kicks it back to Burke. Burke dribble penetrates. Ball's almost stolen. She gets it out to Ballou. Ballou's going to find her sister Jaden Ballou for a two-point shot. That is up and no good. And the rebound by Franklin pushed back the other way. They find Brooks quick on the backside. She finishes that for a 58-30 score with 1:58 left. Molly Watson's bringing it up. She kicks it left to Lana Burke. Lana Burke has it. She dribbles right. She kicks back to Molly Watson. Molly Watson kicks it over to Lauren Ballou on the right corner. She dribble penetrates. She finds Jaden Ballou. Kicks it back out to Molly Watson on the perimeter. Molly dribble penetrates. Gets it to Burke. Burke dribble penetrates. Pulls back out. Settles it down. We've got Faith Brown in the game now.
I'd say if I'm Lauren Blue, I think I'm shooting it every time I get it right now. As hot as she's been. Shoot it till you miss it.
Well, now we got Annie Jenkins, so we've officially got everybody in the game. Looks like it's going to be Franklin ball here with 1:24 left. Your Bears up 58-30. And look like they're having some conversations, and it is Pisgah's ball. To the dismay of the starters, it looks like three of the starters are still in. Two of the starters are still in for Franklin. Get it into Annie Jenkins. She finds Burke. She throws up the three. That is missed. Rebounded by Franklin. Brooks goes the other way. She's taking a look. She pulls up for a jumper from the elbow. That is missed. Rebounded by Jennings. Jennings goes the other way. Brooks tries to pressure, and that ball is dribbled out of bounds. Ball goes back to Franklin with 1:07 left here in the fourth quarter. Ball's inbounded to Brooks. Brooks kicks over to Malloy. They try to get it inside. Get it back outside to Brooks. She's going to take dribble out and get it to Malloy cross court. Get it back to Brooks. Brooks pulls out. She's got Burke on her. She throws up a deep three. That's off the front corner. Rebounded by Burke. She takes a look. Gets it to Molly Watson. 43 seconds here, folks. Ball goes back to Burke. Burke is open. She kicks right to Molly Watson. Molly Watson gets it to Anna Jenkins. She's on the outside. She kicks over to Faith Brown. She gets it to Molly. Three-point goes up and it's missed, but rebounded by Jaden Ballou, and that putback's missed. And then Faith Brown gets the rebound. She finds Molly.
Nice.
And Molly gets Molly Watson with two. Gets the lead back to 30, 60-30 here with 16 seconds left. Franklin comes back the other way. They find Brooks up top. She kicks it down low on the post. They kick back out to Brooks for another three, and that is a miss. Rebounded by Jenkins. Jenkins goes back the other way with 4 seconds left. She tries to get it over. Deflection. And Jennings almost gets it in. With that said, your Bears win tonight 60-30 in this women's game. We're going to send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Pisgah basketball on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at Pisgah High School, where you've just listened to our Lady Bears with a big conference win, 60-30, and we're getting ready for the boys' game.
It's time for the A1 Storage Player of the Game. Tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Pisgah player goes to Chandler Lowry. Holiday season is approaching. Looking for a safe place to store your holiday gifts from wandering eyes with 24/7 access? Call A1 Storage at 646-3981. Location near you.
Yeah, listen, I got to add on to that, too. You know, it's always a tough decision because Lauren Blue had a fantastic game, too. Don't get me wrong, but Kendall Lowry set the tone for this game. We talked about coming out, getting a good start. She had a double-double in the first half, okay? She finishes with 17-13. Would have been more than that, but the game got out of hand. And, you know, but Lauren Blue, got to give a shout-out to her. She hit three threes. she finished also with 17 points and 2 rebounds. So, yeah, good effort on both parts, but hats off to Chandler tonight.
Yeah, it was a good team effort here tonight. You know, Chandler certainly had a great half early in that first half, really leading the way for us. But everybody played hard. The defense was just suffocating tonight, guys.
These Franklin girls are going to wake up in the middle of the night trying to get Pisgah defenders off of them in their sleep, I'm sure, because they were on them all night long.
And I tell you, you know, Lauren is a young lady. When she gets hot, she's a streaky shooter. When she gets hot, she can fill it up.
Yeah, boy.
Well, if she does that frequently, that's just better for the girls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I think that's a big key for us as we move through the season and get into the playoffs and some of these tougher games. She is definitely an asset when she's in there to look to shoot the basketball and score for us.
Yeah.
So, with that said, folks, we're going to go back to the studio for a quick word from our sponsors. So we're going to come back and talk about this boys' game, which should be a thriller here tonight. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
Here we are back at the Pisgah Gymnasium as the boys are getting ready to take on the Franklin boys in tonight's matchup. After watching the girls just play, kick it over here.
We're coming to you live from the Steve Vincent Pest Control Press Box here at Pisgah. It's time for the keys to the game. The keys to the game, the sponsors. Jack Webb, Senior Financial Advisor for First Citizens Wealth Management. Let him show you the impact that comprehensive financial planning may have for your goals and needs. Call 452-6314 for your free consultation. First Citizens Wealth Management, member FINRA, SIPC, and an SEC registered broker, dealer, and investment advisor. So, Mark, what's going to be your keys to the game?
Well, it'd be a little bit the same as what I talked about in the girls' game. Again, it's a high-intensity game here, a rival game with Franklin. It was, you know, the intensity in here has been pretty good until that, you know, the girls just pulled away and won by 30 right there. So that tends to calm down the intensity sometimes. But the same thing with the boys. Like to see them come out, stay under control to start with, let the adrenaline settle down, and, you know, try to take control of this and get off to a fast start. Take care of business right here in the very first quarter.
You've seen the boys. I haven't. But on the radio, they played really well in my ears as well, you know.
Yep.
That North Henderson game, North Henderson's always a tough team. At North Henderson, that was a good win. And Wednesday night, the boys just took it to Inca.
Yep. Yep.
So, Kevin, what's your keys to the game?
Yeah, for me, it's going to be the defensive pressure that we have been applying in the last few games. It's been great team defense. We got to continue to do that. Hold Franklin underneath their scoring average like we have the other seven teams. I thought that was a great point that Coach Rodomer brought up earlier. When we play that type of team defense, it generates some offense for us, but keeps us in the game and really frustrates the other team. So
just the toughness.
Just the toughness. Yeah. You know, they're playing really, really tough basketball right now. Some people may call it ugly basketball, but it's not.
No, it's not. When you come out with that kind of pressure and aggressiveness, it's disrupting to the other team's offense. It's hard for them to get out and run in transition. It's hard for them to run set plays because, you know, you're just wreaking havoc. So kudos to them. I like the style.
Yeah, it's really worked out well for us. Yeah, you got somebody like Maddox Strike that's averaging 19 a game right now. Just, you know, having a phenomenal season early on. Campbell Crook continues to get better and better every game. He's averaging right around 16 a game. And then Mason Putnam, we knew what we had in Mason coming back. He's doing a great job of distributing the ball and scoring, and he's averaging right at 15, 16 a game right now.
Yeah.
So good distribution of, you know, the ball and scoring opportunities for him while playing just tenacious defense.
Absolutely. Yeah, and then I don't want to take anything away from Mason having a great year with his scoring average. And as a senior, but you mentioned too, I got to always give a shout out to Campbell Crook on what he's been doing so far this year. He just, he's very poised for a sophomore. He doesn't get rattled. He handles the pressure well, keeps the ball, doesn't turn it over much at all. Just kind of a quarterback when he's out there.
Yeah. With that, folks, we're going to send it back to the radio, or right back to the station one more time for a message from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTO Radio, WPTOradio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
Back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where we're getting ready for this exciting boys game here with Franklin Panthers facing your Pisgah Black Bears, and they're announcing the Franklin starting five here.
The starters for Franklin are Gunnar McConnell, Jeff Tisa Teske, Peyton Hervey, Bill Rowers, and then Attic Sutton for Panthers. Now for your Pisgah Bears.
And this is the first game by Bears, strike five. After our junior number three,
Isaiah Mintz. He's going to be a junior forward.
After our center number 10, Maddox Wright.
Maddox Wright will be the post player. He is a senior. Nick Messer. He's a junior. Campbell Crook. sophomore point guard. Number 32, Mason Putnam, starting for the Bears. Final thoughts?
Yeah, for me, guys, I'm taking a look. You know, I'm used to seeing 6'5", 6'4", over here with Franklin. And I've got one kid up there, but, you know, we compare size-wise very well. You know, one guy left out, you know, starting here. Nick Messer has been, you know, solid in his minutes with us. Mintz has been solid in his minutes with us.
Yep.
You got Cameron Robinson solid in his minutes. So I think the depth that we're starting to develop has been big for us.
Mason Fritch and Maddox Wright gets the tip. Mason on the right circle. Campbell Krupp at the top of the circle. Back to Mason on the right circle. Nick Messer in the middle. He passes to Maddox, back to Campbell. They're trying to trap Campbell. Nick Messer, Mason on the other side. Isaiah Mintz on the backside. Campbell Krupp with a three-pointer.
And that three-point shot is sponsored by Florida Contracting.
Tisa Teske crosses the timeline. Guarded by Mintz. To Attic Sutton, and bad pass. Mason Putton's going to drive, and he's fouled by number 3, Gunnar McConnell, but that's going to be a foul and 2 shots for free throws.
And these Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
First free throw good.
You know, our last possession right there, we were really patient, and it worked around until we got a wide open 3 from Campbell.
And second free throw good. Addick Sutton is going to be the point guard, guarded by Nick Messer, to Rowers on the right circle to Tisa Teske, guarded by Cameron Krupp. And he's going to take a three-pointer. No good. Nick Messer with the rebound. Gets it back to Campbell, crossing the timeline to Mason on the left circle. And tipped away by McConnell. And Tisa Teske misses the short jumper. And Maddox, Mason Putnam with the three-pointer. Maddox Wright controls the ball.
Great save by Maddox.
Knocks it out of bounds off of Tisa Teske.
And I love that Maddox caught that pass. It was a little long, and instead of trying a tough shot, he kicked it to Mason for the 3.
Yep.
Gets it into Campbell Krupp, top of circle. Nick Messer on the right circle. To Isaiah Mintz in the middle. Campbell Krupp back to Nick Messer. All the way across the court to Mason Putnam. Isaiah Mintz with a short bunny. It's blocked. Rowers on the left circle to Tisa Teske. To Rowers, back to Tisa Teske. McConnell's going to drive to Sutton. To Rowers. Good defense for the Bears. Sutton's going to put a shot up. Rowers going to take a three-point shot. That's good. 5-3. 5:26 to go in the first quarter. Bears lead. Campbell Krupp to Mason Putnam at the free-throw line. It's going to be a jump ball. Possession to the Panthers. Sutton inbounding the ball to Rowers. Back to Sutton. Sutton just crossing the timeline. Tries to get it to Tisa Teske. To Rowers. Back to Sutton. To McConnell. Another one with Rowers. No good. Mintz with the rebound. And almost stolen away. But Camel Croak controls it. Back to Nick Messer. To Mason. To Camel. He's going to take a three-pointer. Good. Camel Croak.
And that three-point shot is sponsored by Forker Contracting.
Kisatesky guarded by Mintz. Hands back to Rowers. Kisatesky. Three-pointer. No good. Croak with the rebound. To Mason Putton, to Maddox Wright, layup good. 10-3, Bears, 4:15 to go in the first quarter. Sutton crossing the timeline to Rowers in the left corner. Back to Tisa Teske, guarded by Isaiah Mintz. He's going to drive. Rowers is going to take a three-point shot. Good. Mason crossing the timeline. Left side to Maddox, to Messer, to Croak. To Mason Putton. He's going to drive. Hand back to Croak. He's going to take another three-pointer. In and out. Nick Messer with the rebound.
Great
good.
Rebound.
Good rebound by Nick Messer.
Big rebound right here.
McConnell crossing the timeline. Guarded by Croak. He's going to drive to Rowers again. And Rowers has hit three three-pointers. Mason hands back to Croak, top of the line. Croak gets it to Maddox, back to Croak, to Mason. Mason's going to take a three-pointer. No good. Air ball. Sutton and Mason with a steal. And Mason with a jumper in the free throw line. 14-9. Sutton crossing the timeline. Hands back to Tisa Teske. No, McConnell has it. To Rowers. He's going to drive. Tisa Teske's going to take the three-pointer. Good. Croak crossing the timeline. To Mason. To Isaiah Mintz. To Croak. Jumper no good. Tisa Teske with the rebound. Hands to McConnell, back to Tisa Teske, top of the line. Sutton, guarded not. Nick Messer, Rowers again with the three-point shot. That's four.
They can shoot it. All their points have come on three-pointers, five of them.
And Peyton Hervey and Rowers and Jack.
Mason has it at the free throw line. Jumper in the lane, no good. And we're going to have a foul.
No, jump ball.
Jump ball?
Yep, he just got in there just under it.
Well, they're letting them play, guys, down here, just like the girls game.
Oh, yeah. I got no problem with that as long as you go both ways with it. You can let them play, let them play.
Mason inbounding the ball to Robinson, who's on the floor now. And kick ball. Goes back to the Bears.
We got Camden Robinson and Michael Devlin both in the game. Of course, Nick Messer, Maddox Wright, and Mason Putnam stayed in the game for fourth.
Nick Messer hands back to Micah Devlin. Back to Mason Putnam, to Robinson, to Micah Devlin, and it's stolen away. Rowers and long shot air ball. Tisa Teske. Mason crossing the timeline, hands back to Micah, back to Nick Messer, block behind Maddox. Rod has it, back to Maddox, and free throw shot is no good. Jump shot, I mean.
And that foul's going to be on Will Rowers. his first, team second.
So Mason's going to be in and bound of the ball for the Bears. To Micah Devlin. To Maddox. And stolen away by Rowers. And lay up good. 17-14. And almost a stuck another steal. It is a steal. Possession back to the Panthers.
Momentum swapped in a hurry. We were at 10-3, now down 17-14.
Yeah, their defense can turn up a notch and make things difficult on them.
Sutton hands to Rowers. Long three-pointer, no good this time. Tisa Teske with the three-pointer. That's a two-pointer. 19-14. Maddox to Micah to Mason. And that's the end of the first quarter. Franklin 19, Bears 14. You're listening to WPTL Radio and WPTL Radio for all Pisgah sports.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teens used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff. The big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box.
What do you think about that first quarter?
Well, I thought we played very under control and patient early. We got good shots, knocked them down, created a lead. As soon as they sped the game up, I think it was disadvantage to us. So we got to figure out how to slow them back down, make them be patient. We're patient. Still playing fast when we can, but... Yeah, just being patient.
On the floors is Casey, Camden Crook, Robinson, Maddox Wright, Nick Messer, and Mason Putnam. Crook guarded by Tisa Teske right at the time circle. To Nick Messer, back to Crook. Across the top to Mason, to Robinson, to Crook, and Maddox Rod has it. Jumper good. McConnell crossing the timeline. Guarded by Crook. To Jackson and Wilson. To Herbie. He's going to drive and he's been fouled. And going to the line to shoot two free throws.
And that foul's on Mason Putnam. That's his first, team first of the second period. That patience, I thought we did a great job in that first offensive possession, working the ball, finding a good look.
First free throw good for Herbie, 20-16. He has one more. And the second one rattles in. Crook to Putnam. Franklin's in a 1-3-1 trap. Mason's going to take a three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Rowers to Jack. And... be a foul on the.
And that's real quick. Mason's second. Second. They've got to have him calm
Panthers
down a little bit.
Have the ball under their own basket to Wilson. To Rowers. He's going to drive to Tisa Teske. To McConnell. And short jumper good. Mason crossing the timeline to Kruk. Back to Mason. To Robinson. To Kruk on the right circle. Nick Messer. Back to Kruk. Kruk's taking his time. Almost across the timeline. Kruk has it. Nick Messer with a three-pointer. No good. Robinson controls the rebound. Back to Mason. To Nick Messer. And stolen away. And Tisa Teske going to make the layup. And timeout. Pisgah.
That timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of our friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So, guys, it's 545. We were battling in there pretty early, and then all of a sudden it exploded. They're up to a nine-point lead.
That trap's giving us problems.
Yeah, it is. It's got us shook up. They're extended out here, too. I can't believe how long they look when they're out here. We're just not able to get the ball down inside.
You know, I talked earlier about they didn't look as long as they have in the past, but they certainly do. It's a patented 1-3-1 that they've run forever, and he just knows how to coach it.
Yeah, boy.
So Kruk has it. That's true. Run around the trap. Robinson to Kruk. To Mason, to Nick Messer. Layup good. That was patient right
there. That's where you got to beat it at. It's just, can you get it there?
McConnell guarded by Kruk. He's going to drive to Wilson in the left corner to Tisa Teske. To McConnell. Wrap around bucket. From McConnell. Kruk crossing the timeline to Robinson in the left corner. Back to Kruk. And we've got 3 seconds on Maddox or Nick Messer.
First one of those I've seen called all night.
Yeah, I think it's the first one I've seen called all year.
You're right.
And boys are girls.
So Sutton crossing the timeline. 27-18 Franklin. To McConnell. He's going to drive to Sutton, to Tisa Teske, to Wilson. He's going to take a three-pointer. Good. Third and 18. Kruk to Nick Messer. To Maddox Wright, and he's fouled, but he misses the layup.
And these free throws are sponsored, Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Tell you, fellas, we are working for everything we're getting right now.
Maddox's first free throw is good. Next free throw rattles out. Rowers controls the rebound. To Tisa Teske, back to Sutton. To Tisa Teske, guarded by Mason now. To Rowers. Correction of Hervey. To Tisa Teske, back to Sutton. Back to Tisa Teske. To Hervey and Walt.
That was much better help defense all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get back in this game. That's how we got to play on the defensive end. Great job.
Kruk, top of circle to Robinson, and he's fouled. Going to the line to shoot two free throws.
And these Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Camden Robinson at the free throw line. First free throw is good. Isaiah Kent. And Robinson in and out. McConnell with the rebound. To Hervey, to Sutton, to Tisa Teske. To Hervey, and he shoots a three-pointer. That kid can fill it up.
Yeah, he can shoot it.
Mason to Truck, back to Mason. To Nick Messer in the right corner. To Mason. And foul. And the putback is good.
Nice finish by Mason there. Got it down low. Had the big Hervey on his backside. Great finish. And this is the free throw. It's going to be sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency.
Mason with a couple of dribbles. Free throw good. 33-23, 3:06 to go in the half. Sutton crossing the timeline to Tisa Teske, top of circle. Three-pointer good by Tisa Teske. Man. Kruk crossing the timeline, back to Mason. To Maddox, back to Mason. To Kruk. To Mason, he's going to take the three-pointer. No good. Sutton, Tisa Teske. Almost walked. Rowers to Sutton. To Hervey, that's a long one. And Mason controls the three-point shot.
That one may have been blocked by Maddox there.
Kruk drives to the baseline, comes back to the top of the circle, to Mason, to Maddox. Maddox is a layup, good. Rowers crossing the timeline. Taking his time. He's going to drive to McConnell, back to Sutton, to Tisa Teske. He's going to drive, get it out to McConnell. That's a three-pointer. 39-25. Kruk at the top of the circle to Mason. And shot no good. Rebounded by McConnell. So McConnell's guarded by Mason to Sutton, to Tisa Teske, guarded by Kruk, to McConnell, back to Mason. Sutton guarded by Mintz, to Hervey, to McConnell, to Rowers, guarded by Nick Messer. Slowing it down for the half, I believe. Rowers to Hervey, to Tisa Teske, back to McConnell, to Tisa Teske, to Rowers, and three-point shot good.
Unbelievable.
42-25. Mason's going to drive. Hands it to Maddox right, and he's fouled. And the bucket is good.
Yeah, and Maddox is going to go to the free throw line for another Messmer Insurance free throw.
Maddox free throw is good. 42-28. 10 seconds to go in the half. McConnell's going to drive. And he should have walked. Yeah. They're going to get Mason out and putting Micah Devlin in. And that's the end of half. Lincoln leads 42-28. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net for all Pisgah sports.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at Pisgah High School. It's time for the Halftime Show, brought to you by Peppertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737. So, guys, we're here for the Halftime Show. Jack, give me some thoughts on what you saw out there tonight.
Franklin hitting three-pointers. How many did they hit?
10.
10 three-pointers.
They were 10 for 13.
Yes, yeah, so Mark, the ball movement by Franklin was pretty impressive.
Absolutely. And that attributed to most of their open shots, too. But it was like every kid that was taking them was knocking them down, and we just couldn't get there to – and our, we didn't shoot it terrible, but we knocked down 2 to their 10, so – do the math on that, you know.
Yes, yeah, so we're down by 14 here at half, Mark, and we're down by 24 in threes.
Yes.
So, you hope, I think if you're Coach Rodomer, you hope that they can't be that hot in the second half.
You would hope not. And like you say, it's not like we're doing a terrible job of playing defense on them. And just the ball movement is really good, and it's opening up. Once we go to double or once we go to help, then it opens up the next spot. They're just hitting them.
Yeah, and it's they're hitting them. I think they're shooting at such a clip because they're being so unselfish. You know, they're giving up decent looks for great looks.
Yeah.
We just got to continue, in my mind, we got to continue to play hard and think that, you know, they're not going to remain that hot, and you know, maybe at some point in time they won't play as unselfish basketball.
I do know it's all uphill for us in the second half now. It's not going to be an easy task.
So, got 7:21 left here before the second half. We're going to go back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL Radio. WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Press Control Press Box here at Pisgah High School, where we're in the boys' game here against Franklin, with your boys losing here at 42-28 at halftime. We are doing the 50-50 here. Old Mike Loveless, our own Mike Loveless here, drawing. He got Scout Ballou from the girls' team to come draw the ticket out. And it looks like Mike Loveless has said that our own Jack Webb, sitting here with us, just won the 50-50.
This looks a little shady, you know that, right? The man that won it is sitting 2 feet from the box. Jack,
first time.
Hey, for a split with me, Kevin, we won't say how that happened.
Well, folks, you heard it here first. The man sitting as close to the box here won the 50-50 tonight. Jack Webb, congratulations.
You had a chance, but you didn't.
I raised my hand earlier. I was just two seats away, right? So he owes a little bit of money to Scout Blue. You know, she did get a hat for coming and helping out and drawing.
Yeah.
But good job by her.
Yeah. First time.
Congratulations.
Woo-hoo.
Yep. Hey, is Michael listening?
Yes, she is.
Oh, okay, never mind, Michael. Sorry, I was going to tell him not to tell you he won that. But probably too late.
Well, she may.
If she missed it, mom's work's must. We won't tell nobody.
So, guys, going back to the game here, all the excitement of the 50-50.
Rabbit hole.
Yep. So, if you're Coach Rodheimer, you're in the locker room. Talking to your team, you're only down 14. You probably feel like as many threes as they hit, that this could have gone a little more sideways on us. What's your message to the team right here?
My message, I mean, obviously, I like to use a really corny analogy. We use a lot in different things. That, you know, how do you eat an elephant? You eat one bite at a time. Right now, you got 14 points. You're trying to make up for. We're not going to get them all back probably in the third quarter. We just got to get some stops, hope they miss a few threes, and then come and convert. The next thing you know, we're chipping away and we're back in it.
Hey, Jack, what's your thoughts there? They obviously, like Mark said, they've got to stay patient, chip away. But any thoughts here?
We've got to figure out that defense, their defense. If we can get the spacing right, and get some shots, I think we'll win this ball game.
Yeah, I think so too. And I sit here and look, and five threes is a lot in a half. So if I'm Coach Rodheimer, I'm thinking they're not going to hit 10 in the second half. But if they only hit five, that's a 15-point difference. Right now we're 14 points down. We continue to play hard, continue to score, and keep playing hard on defense, create difficult shots for them. They can't be that hot. If they are, you just tip your hat to them.
That's all you can do.
Now, with that said, the Franklin team has come back out. They're feeling pretty good about the way they played in the first half. We're going to go back to the studio before we bring you this second half action. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home to Pittsburgh Sports.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
I'm out early.
Yep. Takes all the stress off then, don't it?
It does. I could buy 10 tickets. And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where you're here watching our Pisgah Bears battle the Franklin Panthers here. We're about to start, 48 seconds left before we start the second half. Your Bears are down 42-28. Both teams taking the floor here. Again, a recap, our JV girls lost a tough one in overtime. JV boys lost a good battle, and our varsity girls won by about 30. So hopefully our Bears can come back here in the second half and take this game.
So Mason with the inbounds pass to Maddox to Kruk. They're doing man-to-man, Franklin, right now. Mason's going to drive, hand back to Maddox, to Nick Messer, to Camel Kruk in the lane, and nice. Maddox strikes with the layup.
He did a good job to find Maddox right there.
And McConnell crossing the timeline to Rowers. Knocked out of bounds. Jump ball.
Now, I hope they stay in a man-to-man here instead of going to that 1-3-1.
You'd be too.
The ref called a jump ball on that. So possession back to the Panthers. To Sutton, to Rowers. He's going to take a three-point shot. No good. And Nick Messer controls the rebound to Kruk. He's going to drive against Pisateski, and he makes the layup.
Nice little change of direction. Get to the rim. Finish.
Pisateski crossing the timeline against Mintz. To Rowers. Back to McConnell. To Sutton. And blocked by Maddox. Mason controls the rebound. He's going to drive. Jumper in the lane is good. 42-34. Pisateski crossing the timeline. And jumper no good. Kruk with the rebound. Wanted to get the ball to Nick Messer in the left corner and knocked out of bounds by Sutton.
Nice little 6-0 run to start this quarter.
Messer inbounds the ball to Kruk. To Mintz. Maddox right. Right circle. He's going to drive. Put up a shot. Maddox right. Isaiah Mintz, Mason Putnam with the shot, and bounce goes to McConnell, to Sutton, to Pisateski, to McConnell. He's going to take a three-pointer. No good. Rebounded to the Bears. Kruk's going to drive and put a shot up. Left-handed shot, good. 42-36, 8-0 run. Timeout, Franklin.
Here we come, boys.
Yeah, and this timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle, one of our friendly staff, at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
Just like that, it's a 6-4 game.
There you go.
And they are 0-2 from the 3-4 line this half.
Well, that's what, you know, you knew they couldn't stay that hot. Looked like they came out a little relaxed, and our kids are playing with a lot of intensity and getting out fast on the rebounds.
Yep.
And creating easy buckets for ourselves.
We'll see how they respond now. I want to about bet they come back with a trap. What do y'all think?
I agree.
I'm not sure why they went away from it, but.
Yeah, I hope they continue to stay in the man-to-man. The coach is not happy about their defensive effort, but they've kind of gone away from what worked in the first half.
And McConnell hands to Rowers, guarded by Kruk, catching out Hervey. To Pisateski, he's going to drive, put up a shot, no good, rebounded by Kruk. Kruk trying to find somebody. Isaiah Mintz on the left circle, he's going to drive. To Maddox, back to Kruk. Three-pointer, in and out. Sutton with the rebound. Hands to Pisateski.
That would have made it interesting.
To Rowers, underneath the basket. Mason to Kruk. back to Mason, to Maddox, and turnover. Tisa Teske with another layup.
Lazy pass turns into a layup.
Correct, top of circle. To Nick Messer. To Maddox. Maddox with the layup on that left side. Good pass. To Rowers. To Tisa Teske. Guarded by Mintz. He's going to drive. To Rowers. To McConnell. Hands back to Sutton. Maddox Wright steals the ball. He's going to drive and make the layup. Back to a six-point lead. Piece of testing guarded by Mintz. Going to three-point shot. No good. And yep. Out of bounds to Franklin. Possession back to the Bears on the opposite side of the floor.
Well, we're creating a lot of problems for them on the defensive side and getting good looks because of it.
We've got Camden Robinson in now to Mason, to Robinson. He's going to take a three-pointer. No good. McConnell with the rebound. And he's trapped. And timeout. Franklin.
And this time out on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So great defense out on the rebound, creating the tie-up. Franklin coach is not happy at all.
Well, the player called the timeout. So he can be unhappy as he wants. As he wants, but that was a timeout.
And folks, we played about 4.5 minutes here and two timeouts for them here in this quarter.
Yeah, we definitely got them rattled a little bit.
Sutton inbounds the ball to Tisa Teske. Guarded by Mintz to Rowers. Isaiah Mintz with a layup, and he's fouled. Going to the line to shoot two.
And these physical free throws are sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Come on, Isaiah. Oh, nope. Gotta make free throws.
Free throws are so important.
Next one, no good. Sutton with the rebound to Tisa Teske. Guarded by Mintz. To McConnell. To Tisa Teske. Top of circle. She's going to drive. And Sutton to Tisa Teske with a three-pointer. Good. Man, just lost you. Mason crossing the timeline to the right circle to Camden Robinson to Kruk and stolen away by Tisa Teske and layup good. 51-40. Kruk's going to drive to another steal and Tisa Teske's going to run out again. Man.
And that timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So, guys, about a minute and 15 seconds ago, we had a chance to bring it to four.
Yep.
Missed two free throws and then a quick 7-0 run. Got this lead stretched back out to 15.
Really quick. Takes a little bit of air out of your sail after you fought hard to cut it back down to that much. In just a few seconds, you're back down.
And I give Franklin a little bit of credit. When they got down here on that three, they made the extra pass. They got a good look, and they finally hit a good three.
They sure did.
Which they weren't doing early on. So
they're 1-for-4 this half, this quarter. So they have cooled off, but like you said, they set that one up well.
So Coach Grunder, I'm going to need to get a timeout here. Get our young men collected here. We're still in this game, guys. We just need to chip back away here.
For sure.
Messer inbounds the ball to Mason, to Kruk on the left circle, to Mason, to Robinson in the corner, back to Kruk. Hands back to Robinson, to Maddox, stolen away. Messer controls the rebound. And Kruk with the spinorama layup and going to the line to shoot one free throw.
Yeah, and this physical free throw is sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency.
That was a spinning top.
It was.
And free throw good. Old-fashioned three-point play. Sutton to Tisatesky. Gonna take a long three-pointer, good. And you gotta get on him. That was one pass and a three-pointer. And we lose the ball out of bounds off of Nick Messer's hands. Possession to the Panthers. Sutton crossing the timeline. To Rowers, and he loses it out of bounds. Possession to the Bears. Micah Devlin and number 22, Isaiah Morris on the floor for the Bears, and Cameron Robinson on the floor. Robinson going to drive. Loses it out of bounds.
Well, we took Mason and Campbell both out. And boy, they looked like wolves. Yeah, they just came pressuring hard.
Yep, they smelt the blood.
Tisatesky guarded by Morris. In the drive, still guarded by Morris at top of circle. To Wilson, back to Tisatesky, top of circle, 32 seconds to go in the third quarter. Wilson with a three-pointer, no good. Hervey,
no, come on.
So we didn't box out, so Hervey's going to the line to shoot two free throws. 56-43, 24 seconds to go in the third quarter. Hurley's free throw, no good. Got number 10, Nick Collins, coming on for Jack Tisatesky. And next rebound, free throw goes in. Morris has it to Micah, to Camden, back to Micah Devlin, to Morris. Stolen away by number 10, Morris. With the long three-pointer, no good. End of the third quarter. Panthers lead the Bears 57-43. You're listening to WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net. Your home for all Pisgah sports.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where we're entering to the fourth quarter with your Bears down 57-43 here with against Franklin, against the Franklin Panthers in the second conference game of the year, third conference game of the year. So we're 1-1 in conference right now.
As we start the fourth quarter, the Bears have the ball. Truck has it. It's going to drive the lane. Short jumper. No good. Rebounded by Rowers. And a foul ball on Truck. First foul for Truck. First team foul in the fourth quarter. McConnell's going to drive for the Panthers to Rowers. Going to drive to Pisateski. On the floor is Morris, Kruk, Putnam, Mintz, and Wright for the Bears. Rowers guarded by Kruk at the timeline. Throws it across the court to Wilson. Back to Rowers, top of circle.
Nice hit.
Pisateski with the layup on the backside. Mason to Kruk to Morris. Back to Kruk. Top of the circle to Mason. He's going to drive to Maddox Wright to Morris, and he controls the rebound to Mason Putnam, and that one's no good to Kruk, and blocked by Hervey to Pisateski, and layup good on the backside of Rowler. Morris is going to go to the left side for Mason to Isaiah Mintz, and fouled. And the basket's good.
And this Pisgah free throw is sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Number 10, Lance Parker. No, correction, Nolan Collins enters the game. Mintz with another missed free throw. Pisateski crossing the line to McConnell. Back to Pisateski. To McConnell. Back to Rowers. No good on the rebound. And foul, and the bucket is good by Hurdy.
Yeah, that's where we played really good defense. Made some for some tough shots from them. Just getting rebound the ball basketball there. Gave them 2-3 shots at the basket.
Yeah, a team this good, you can't just keep letting them have second shots.
Herbie with the free throw, 64-45. Panthers. Truck gets it to Morris. Back to Nick Messer at the free throw line. Jumper no good. Sutton with the rebound. Rowers for Sutton. To Tisa Teske. And the layup no good. Good pass by Tisa Teske. Morris has it. To Nick Messer, protection, Mason Putnam. And a block, and we're going to have the goal good and a free throw.
And this physical free throw is sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency.
Mason's free throw on the way, good. 64-48, 5:19 to go in the game.
Coach Rodheimer with a timeout, and this timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle, one of her friendly staff, at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So, folks, with 5:19 left here in the fourth quarter, Franklin is ahead, 64-48. We're continuing to battle, guys. But just can't slow them down on the offensive side.
Yeah, that's. They're very quick. They're very lengthy. And they could shoot the ball.
Yeah.
That's a triple threat.
Our guys are definitely not giving up. They're still battling. I tell you, these back cuts are running around here, too, are something to watch in person for this high school team. But, man, I want to say again, I'll tell you who it made me think of earlier when we was talking about the 1-3-1 trap. Jim Bayham, remember when he was at Syracuse? Man, he used to run that 1-3-1 trap to perfection. And this coach here knows how to coach it as well.
I don't know if you saw Jack Tisa Teske. I'm not sure how to pronounce it.
Tisa Teske.
Him directing traffic up there from the point, kind of giving the head nod for the back cut.
Yep.
And with a nice pass.
Absolutely. Well coached team.
Oh, Maddox with the block. Herbie.
Yeah, great job by Maddox there getting back. They made a great pass to the backside. He just made a better defensive play blocking that shot.
Nick Messer coming in. Who went out? Morris, I believe. No. Truck has it to Mason. To Nick. Nick's going to take a three-pointer. Good. Nick Messer.
And that three-point shot is sponsored by Forga Contracting.
Sutton to Tisa Teske at the top of the circle. Morris guarding Tisa Teske. She's going to drive to Collins. He's going to take a three-pointer. Rebounded by Maddox. Hands to Morris. To Nick Messer. To Mason. Left corner to Truck in the free throw line. Two-pointer good. Bears are pressing a little bit. Back to Tisa Teske. Jake Pendergrass in for the Panthers. Also, David Bennett. Sutton to Rowers. He's going to drive. Put up a shot good.
Wow.
Mason crossing the timeline on the left side to Nick Messer. To Kruk. To Mason. Almost a steal. Nick Messer with a three-pointer. Jumper no good. Man. Oh, Maddox. It's over the back, but I don't know.
Somebody yeah, they just said the ball went out of bounds on Pisgah. Maddox was lobbying for it to go out of bounds on Franklin. They definitely had inside position there.
So Rowers to Tisa Teske. And pass intended for Bennett goes out of bounds. Possession to the Bears underneath the Panthers' basket.
Coach wasn't really happy with that pass, but it was actually a great look. Maybe knowing who you're on the court with.
Absolutely.
Right with a long three-pointer, good.
And that three-point shot is sponsored by Forga Contracting. Just like that, folks, we're back with 10 points.
And it's going to be a backcourt violation. Sixty-six, 3:03 to go in the game. Bears have the ball underneath their own basket. Maddox with the jumper, get it again, fouled in. Misses the jumper.
But these two Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
So Maddox right going to the line. First one, front rim off.
The free throws are going to be important down the stretch. We've not hit free throws well tonight at all. And we find ourselves only down by 10 here with 3 minutes left.
Next free throw good. Rowers inbounds the ball to McConnell. Back to Rowers. To Tisa Teske. Back to Rowers. To Tisa Teske. That's a walk. That's a walk. That's a walk. That's terrible.
But the foul is called on Isaiah Mintz there.
That's terrible.
That'll be his first, team third.
Sutton to Tisa Teske, top of circle, guarded by Mintz. And they're going to have a foul on Isaiah again.
Yeah, I'm glad they called that one. That was about to be an easy two. It was a great look to the backside. Could have been an and one because we looked like we were closing in hard on the backside.
Sutton mounting the ball to McConnell. Guarded by Krupp. Back to Rowers. To drive Maddox with a block on Rowers going to the basket.
But Maddox has done a really nice job of help defense here tonight.
He has. That's the second great block he's had here this quarter.
And McConnell gets the layup. Timeout Franklin.
And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. 2:18 left here in the fourth quarter. Franklin 68, your Bears 57.
What's Coach Rodomer saying in the huddle?
Well, I think Coach Rodomer's saying, you know, we battled our way back here. Got to work the ball, get a good shot. I think at this point in time, you're really looking for the three, unless you can find something open on the backside for an easy layup, and then we're pressing right out of it immediately. And I think you end up, go ahead and stretch this 2 minutes out as far as you can.
You need two things a lot in just 2 minutes, and that's stops and scores. You got to stop them, and they got to go score.
So on the floor is going to be the Bears. Nick Messer, Camden Crook, Robinson, Maddox Wright, and Mason.
I don't think anybody's in foul trouble, are they?
No.
No.
So.
And we got two players with two. Now, outside of that, I think that's it.
So Maddox inbounds the ball to Mason, back to Crutt, back to Mason. Nick Messer with a three-pointer. Good.
And that three-point shot is sponsored by Ford, the contractor.
And Hervey, oh, there you go. What in the world?
Yeah, so they call a foul on Maddox, right? Looked like another great block.
They're going to call it goaltending.
I don't think the ball ever got over the rim.
I'm sorry, I've watched Coach Roadrunner. He's not happy with
it. No, he's in disbelief.
He is.
So that is Maddox's first foul tonight. Team fifth, so that will put them on the line.
That's Hervey going to the free throw line. In and out.
What the doctor called for right there.
Ball don't lie, does it?
Ball never lies. Parker in for Sutton. And that one's good. To Mason. Back to Nick Messer. Back to Mason. To Camden. Knocked out of bounds by McConnell in front of the Pisgah student section. Messer's going to inbound the ball to Mason. To Crook, he's going to take a long three-pointer. No good. Camden Robinson tries to control the rebound, but McConnell has it. Foul number 10, Nick Nolan Collins.
Well, we had that steal right there, but called the foul. That foul was on Maddox Wright, his second. Franklin is in the bonus.
First free throw good, 70 to 60, Panthers.
No, you don't get it, wanna.
And next one good. Messer to Crook, to Mason, to Maddox. Shot in the lane blocked, possession to Rowers. He's going to line to shoot two free throws. So Rowell's going to the line to shoot two free throws. Judah Bradford coming in for Peyton Hervey. Rowers, free throw, no good. Mason going to drive and put up a shot and is fouled.
And these Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency.
You guys ain't going to say it's impossible, but the clock is not our friend.
No. We had a few opportunities to score here in the last two possessions. Just haven't been able to do that to close this gap. But the kids have fought hard in this game and really worked hard to get back in this thing.
Yep.
Mason missed the first free throw. Second one good. 72-61. Robinson steal. Timeout. Pisgah.
And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff. at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. And just like that, guys, 9-point game.
I know.
109.
Yep. Three possession game.
They're never going to quit.
And every time Franklin feels comfortable, we make a couple of big plays and bring it right back in. So we're with the infighting, contention here. So maybe we can get another steal here off the inbound.
McConnell to another steal. Truck with the jumper in the lane. 72-65. Oh, come on.
That was a quick whistle.
That was not a foul.
And so the Bears get it to 7 with 58 seconds left, but Jack will go to the line.
Say it.
Not even going to try again.
Tisa Teske, first free throw good. Messer comes in for Isaiah Mintz. Substitution. Tisa Teske, free throw good.
I'd say Jack is the one we don't want going to the free throw line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Franklin takes a timeout, folks. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of our friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. The game's back to 9 here with 58.1 seconds left. Looking for a quick score.
Yeah. Got to have a quick score. And I don't even think it has to be a three. If you can just get it in here real quick and score and try to turn it over on the inbound, and then or foul, one or the other.
Yeah, I think you've got a foul if you can get the score, don't get the steal, you foul immediately here. Still plenty of time.
Don't foul five.
No.
Deny him the basketball. Let somebody else get it and foul them.
Fred crossing the timeline. Foul. Why would they foul him?
Well, we'll take that too.
Why would he foul him? That's the fifth one. That's
going to be a shooting foul.
Yeah, and these Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. Best thing that could have happened to us, guys.
Sure is.
Probably our best free throw shooter.
Next best thing that happened is we made these.
Well, the first one's good.
No good. Rowers with the rebound. And we're going to steal the ball away to Mason, to Robinson. Oh, man. And, wow.
And we kind of got what we wanted there, guys. Got the steal. Kind of didn't take the open shots that we had quickly. Passed it too much and got it stolen by Jack. He went the other way for a man one.
So that gets it back to a 10-point lead.
Yeah, when the clock's winding down, you got to get the shots up.
And free throw good. 77-66. Mason's going to drive, put the shot up, and got a jump ball. Timeout Black.
This timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle, one of our friendly staff, at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. Neither one of these coaches are going to leave any of these timeouts to spare, are they?
They are not.
going to use him here. Franklin, little tie-up, folks, on the floor there for the rebound. Franklin coach calls timeout to keep possession of the ball. 11-point lead, 77-66, with 27.7 seconds left here in this ball game tonight.
I will say I've been impressed with him, Fogle. I can't pronounce his name either, but I'm impressed with him.
Jack is, we've seen him play a lot of travel ball over here. He is a really good player.
Yep. If I have the numbers right, unofficially I've got him at 29 right now.
And he does a little bit of it all. He can hit the three, he can slash, get to the basket.
Yep.
He passes the ball very well. And he's long and athletic on defense.
Mm-hmm.
Sutton inbounds the ball, trying to McConnell, to Rowers, to McConnell, and they're going to foul McConnell with 21.7 seconds to go in the game.
That is fourth on Campbell Crook.
And free throw good. Next free throw good for the Panthers. 79-66. Crook with a long three-pointer. Maddox controls the rebound. And Nick Messer with the layup. 3 seconds to go. And that's the ball game. Bears fought hard but lose 79-68. When we come back, we'll have the A1 Storage Player of the Game. You're listening to WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net. Your home for Pisgah basketball.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And we're back to you here live from the Stevens Pest Control Press Box. Just saw an exciting game here between Franklin and Pisgah. And it's time for the A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. Tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Pisgah player goes to Mason Putnam. The holiday season is approaching. Looking for a safe place to store your holiday gifts from wandering eyes with a 24/7 access? Call A1 Storage at 646-3981. Conveniently located for all your storage needs.
Well done. Just a little too late. They did lose to a really good basketball team out there. So.
Yeah, that team is going to compete for a conference title this year. We gave them everything they wanted. We had a little section there in quarter two where they ran away from us a little bit.
Yep.
And that was the difference in the game.
Yep.
Yeah, we got back to six in the third quarter, but they ran it out quickly.
Yeah, I would have really liked to see what could have happened after we cut it to that six. If we hadn't let them push it back out to 13 or 14 again, if we could have maintained that for just a few minutes, Who knows? You know, yeah, that's a lot of effort to make a comeback and get that close, and then it just, you know, right back out from under you.
Yeah, that was a pivotal moment in this game. Up six, have two free throws, miss them both. So we had a chance to get it to four. They come down, are very patient, hit a three, two turnovers in a row, and all of a sudden it's a 7-0 run.
Yep.
The other way. So, yeah, that's just one of those things. This is a young team for us that will learn and mature from that. And I think there's a lot of bright things ahead for us.
Absolutely. Looking forward to what the rest of the season has to hold for them.
So
when's our next broadcast?
So our next broadcast, folks, is going to be over at Western Carolina next Tuesday when both teams take on North Buncombe for a second time. The girls are going to play at 4. The boys will play following that game approximately 5:30. So let's send it back to the station for a message from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high-quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Folks, if you've missed any of Bears basketball and football, you can catch up on Pisgah On Demand. Simply go to WPTLRadio.net, click on the Sports tab, and choose Pisgah On Demand from the drop-down menu. You can listen to the 2018 entire football season and up-to-date basketball. Pisgah On Demand, check it out. So, guys, good night of basketball here. Two really good JV games. Unfortunately, we were on the losing end of both of those, but really tight games. Our varsity girls with a runaway victory here by 30 tonight on a very good Franklin team. And then our boys fought hard and just come up a little short here tonight.
Yep, they did indeed. I guess I'm looking now, the girls, I get more excited now just thinking about their next opponent, seeing where they can keep moving to in the rankings. But, yeah, the JV teams, like I said, the girls first lost, JV girls. So, you know, there was that coming in, being undefeated. And then the JV boys are still improving, still learning how to gel. So I think we'll be all right. I like our program here overall.
Yeah, so come out and support the Bears Tuesday night out at WCU. Girls again play at 4. Boys follow that up with a game at 5:30. Both playing a really good North Buncombe team. The girls battled North Buncombe, beat them over there in a really tight game. North Buncombe's only two losses for the season are to us and a very, very good McDowell team. Actually, they have 3. They've lost to McDowell twice. They'll be coming looking for a little revenge on us, and our boys will likewise be looking for a little revenge on the North Buncombe basketball team, who they played very well over there and just came up a little short.
Right.
So if you can't make it out, folks, listen to us on WPTL. We'll be bringing you all the live action. Any closing comments, gentlemen? I'm good.
Yeah, just busy week coming up. Next week's Christmas. So y'all run into Sandy where tell him I can explain everything, okay?
Hey, so folks, if you're looking for any last-minute Christmas presents, visit some of our sponsors here tonight and we'll treat your family to something from one of those great, great businesses. We appreciate them a lot. Appreciate you for listening. We'll see you next time. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.